now for Arena Football's version of Friday Night Lights indoors.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
Beefing up the ranks.
A call for up to 3,000 more Americans in Iraq.
CPR without mouth-to-mouth.
One of the most important articles in resuscitation research in centuries.
Valerie Plame Wilson breaks her silence.
Her first public testimony about the CIA leak case.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with a CBS World News Roundup. The general in charge of the Iraq troop escalation says he needs thousands more to get the job done. Here's CBS News correspondent Steve Kathan.
2 months ago, David Petraeus laid it out for Congress.
The situation in Iraq is dire. The way ahead will be very hard.
And now the Boston Globe reports he's going to ask for another Army Aviation Combat Unit, up to 3,000 more people.
General Petraeus feels that numbers are important to have on your side.
Important in Baghdad and dangerous Anbar province, says CBS News military analyst Mike Lyons. This brings the troop surge closer to 30,000, not the 21,000 as first advertised by the White House. CBS's Bob Fuss has the latest on the congressional battle over troop deadlines and money.
The next step comes on the House floor next week when Democrats say they think they can find the votes to pass the bill to fund the Iraq war and require the troops come home in 18 months. Senate Democrats only got 48 votes for their effort on a timeline, but Senator Joe Biden isn't discouraged.
I predict to you that before we get through the summer, the Republicans are going to understand that they cannot continue to choose the president over the troops.
But long before summer, Congress and the president will have to work something out on this funding bill because the Pentagon says the money starts running out next month. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
It's among the most shocking stories to emerge from the Iraq War, the killing of 21 Iraqi civilians in the town of Haditha on November 19, 2005. But while he regrets the deaths of women and children, Staff Sergeant Frank Rutrich, who's charged with premeditated murder, tells CBS News correspondent Scott Pelley he wouldn't change how he led his men.
What I did that day, the decisions that I made, I would make those same decisions today.
Oh, and you can't mean that, Frank. All those dead children.
What I'm talking about is the tactical decisions. You know, it doesn't sit well with me that women and children die that day.
The complete interview will be aired Sunday night on CBS's 60 Minutes. There is word from London this morning that a coroner's inquest has determined a friendly fire incident in which a British soldier was killed by a U.S. jet was criminal and avoidable. The coroner also charges the U.S. military with not cooperating in the investigation. If someone collapses with chest pain, what do you do? CPR, if you know it, but not in the way you've heard it. Live to CBS's Jim Taylor. And Jim, what's the latest research tells us?
No more mouth-to-mouth, Nick. Remember when George Bush the Elder collapsed just last weekend?
The ugliest part was my dear friend from Las Vegas, Sig Rogich, was giving me mouth-to-mouth resuscitation.
That's not the thing to do, according to the latest research from Japan. Studying heart attack patients treated at the scene. Survival rate for those who got mouth-to-mouth, only half the rate of survival for those who only received chest compression. Details in the British medical journal Lancet, Nick.
Well, since the storm broke, she has remained silent. But today, the woman at the heart of a major Washington scandal will testify publicly before a House panel.
I'm Barry Bagnato in Washington. Valerie Plame Wilson is expected to reveal her reaction when columnist Robert Novak exposed her as a CIA operative. The panel also wants her point of view on whether her identity was mishandled or even illegally leaked. It will also hear from Washington lawyer Victoria Tenzing, who has argued that the outing of Plame was no crime.
New email suggests top Bush political aide Karl Rove played a role in the firing of federal prosecutors. Rove says the dismissal of 8 U.S. attorneys was handled on the basis of, in his words, policy and personnel. The Democrats contend the bottom line was politics, and they've been joined in their call for Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez to resign by another Republican, California Congressman Dana Rohrabacher.
Well, even for Republicans, this is a warning sign saying maybe there needs to be a change. Maybe the president should have an attorney general who is less a personal friend and more professional in his approach.
Time on the roundup is now 4 minutes past the hour.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. The American Civil Liberties Union has made it official. They've now filed a lawsuit for those two Denver residents who claimed they were illegally kicked out of an appearance by President Bush because they had a bumper sticker that said, "No blood for oil." They claim White House staffers ordered their ejection. It's now the law. Hospitals have to tell rape victims about the availability of emergency contraception. Signed by the governor yesterday, the new law is hailed by pro-choice groups who call it the first pro-choice legislation enacted by the state legislature in 8 years. Democratic Senator Betty Boyd says it took 5 years to get the bill signed into law after conservative Republicans blocked previous efforts. She called it a great day for women. And did you know there are more foreign-made American flags than American-made American flags on many store shelves across Colorado? That's what Perry James says. He's the manager for the Army Surplus Store on Pecos.
Generally don't have many people that mind buying foreign-made flags. It's more what the flag stands for than where it's made that people care about.
He says in his store the majority of American flags are made in China. They sell for about $6 less than ones made in America. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Good morning and happy Friday to you. Big news, obviously, for traffic out of Boulder this morning. We had a very serious crash that has closed the turnpike eastbound at Wadsworth in the Broomfield area. Westminster Police telling us that it could be a while before this is back open. You'll be exited off the turnpike at Wadsworth, back on at Church Ranch, so you really need to head out early if you're planning to head into the Denver area. Give yourself enough time for that detour. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, mostly sunny, breezy, and warmer with a high of 6.
You can see the good life all around you. The people with the bigger house, the fancy cars. It seems like everyone's living the American dream, except you. Well, what if you could start making the money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself? Make cash even when you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. And what if you could get started for free? It's not too good to be true. It's a proven system from Internet Speedway. And once you get started, the computer does the work while you collect the cash. And while supplies last, you can request a free CD that shows you how. Just call 1-800-220-5859. The secret to the good life isn't working harder. It's working smarter. Whether you just want a second income or you're ready to quit your job and live the good life, call now for your free CD. Only available through this exclusive radio offer. For your free CD, call 1-800-220-5859. 1-800-220-5859. 1-800-220-5859.
The following is not a radio commercial. It's a gift from the people of Iceland to you and your heart. You see, Iceland Health is giving away a free bottle of omega-3 fish oil to everyone that requests one because they recognize the very real danger of high cholesterol, heart disease, and stroke. Millions of you have already discovered the powerful benefits of fish oil, but millions of you haven't. Iceland Health omega-3s offer more than just protection for your heart. They have powerful benefits for joints, memory, even your skin. And the omega-3s from Iceland Health offer twice the power of ordinary fish oil. Whether you've tried omega-3s before or this is your first time, call and request your free bottle of Iceland Health omega-3 soft gels. Call 1-800-467-5910. It's our gift to you. Find out how to get your free bottle of Iceland Health omega-3 fish oil by calling 1-800-467-5910. 1-800-467-5910.
The problem with computers? I don't have a computer, and email seems to be the only way people communicate anymore, especially my grandkids. Then I found out that I didn't need a computer to receive emails and photos. All I needed was my regular phone line and the new Presto service with the HP printing mailbox. It's so easy. Take it out of the box, plug it into the phone jack, and presto, you're connected. You don't have to do a thing. Emails and photos from family and friends print out automatically. It's so easy, you have to see it for yourself. Presto will even send you information, absolutely free. Just call 1-800-477-1896. Now you can receive emails and photos from your friends and family without having an expensive, hard-to-use computer. All you need is your regular phone line, so pick up the phone. Call right now for your free information. The number is 1-800-477-1896. 1-800-477-1896. That's 1-800-477-1896.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-990-4998 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-990-4998. 1-800-990-4998.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-3903. Again, that's 1-800-550-3903. 1-800-550-3903.
We appreciate you being here. The high today is going to be 66, and it's going to be mostly sunny. There is so much going on that how in the world do you get all this in? All right, if you're just waking up this morning, new unreleased emails from top administration officials show that the idea of firing all 93 U.S. attorneys was raised by White House Deputy Chief of Staff Karl Rove in early January 2005, indicating Rove was more involved in the plan than the White House had previously acknowledged. The emails also show how Alberto Gonzalez discussed the idea of firing the attorneys en masse while he was still White House counsel weeks before he was confirmed as Attorney General. By the way, go back and look at that as confirmation hearings, and if my memory serves me correct on this, I believe he was under oath, and I believe he raised his right hand, and I believe he told the Senate at that time, the Senate Judiciary Committee, that he would never fire attorneys or federal prosecutors based on political motives. So, did Mr. Gonzalez perjure himself? How come nobody's asking that question? The White House said Thursday night that the emails did not contradict the previous statements about former White House counsel Harriet Miers' role. The email exchange, dated January 6, 2005, is between then-Deputy White House counsel David Leitch, and Kyle Sampson at the Justice Department. According to a senior White House official who has seen the email exchange, it is not inconsistent with what we have said. Well, you can go look at the emails. They're online, and yeah, it is inconsistent with what they've said. So you can go check that out for yourself. So this thing is just getting wider and wider and wider. And now the Senate Judiciary Committee wants to talk to Alberto Gonzalez. So he's going to have to go to the Hill, and under oath he's going to have to answer these questions and explain these inconsistencies in what he said publicly here a couple of days ago and what the emails indicate. They're also debating on whether to call Karl Rove or not. And they're also going to call Kyle Sampson as well. And what you can expect out of the White House is going to turn around and say no, that Alberto Gonzalez can't go and that Karl Rove can't go, and that might set up a confrontation between Congress and the executive branch, which would then head to the Supreme Court. Or there are people betting that Alberto Gonzalez will get cut loose because Bush needs to do this in order to keep it off the front pages and smother the story. And now there are Republicans who are coming out and are questioning Mr. Gonzalez and talking about getting rid of him, that he should resign or be fired. So this is going to be very interesting to see where this goes and how it's going to end up. And I'm not one of these talk show hosts who gets on and says, as I predicted. You hear that a lot, don't you? As I predicted. But last night, Tony Blankley, who is with the Washington Times, you know, the Mooney paper. Pardon us while the Reverend Moon marries 40,000 people in a stadium. Who just met each other. Blankley was on Hardball. David Gregory was sitting in. And Blankley said, well, all presidents do this. And this is their standard answer. And according to Media Matters, and you can go look at it on their webpage, mediamatters.org, or media, what is it? Is it mediamatters.org. Hannity is now raising this whole thing about, well, all the presidents do it. Well, that's true. When they first come into office, not after they've been in office for six some odd years, and they don't do it to their own appointees. They usually do it to the opposition appointees. But these talking heads on the right are getting on there and claiming that, well, Clinton did it. Well, yeah, when he first took office. And as I started screaming in my living room last night, it's an ongoing question as to why Mary continues to stay married to me or lives with me. No Democratic congressperson or senator that I know of during the Clinton administration ever called any federal prosecutor and said, let me look into a sealed indictment. Thank you, Senator Domenici. Also, and Heather Wilson. Also, Karl Rove, Kyle Sampson, Harriet Myers, Alberto Gonzalez, and the whole mess of them were violating the home senator rule, which has been in place forever and a day. And I first talked about that earlier in the week, about how you go to the senators in that state, and they're the ones who nominate somebody to be the federal prosecutor. So we got this going on. And we'll talk more about it coming up. I don't have my lineup sheet here either. Yeah, it's 7 o'clock with Bruce Shapiro from The Nation. Now, this is going to be a real crippler here. Okay, and then let me talk about some other things here real quick, too. The Senate vote on Iraq, it failed. And guess what? Lieberman voted with the Republicans. Thank you, Joe Manchin. And McCain never showed up for the vote. I mean, this is a guy who runs around the country screaming about Iraq and how important it is. He wasn't there for the vote. Also, Hillary Clinton seems to have revised her stance on Iraq. And we'll talk to her, we'll talk about that coming up this morning. I also got a little tidbit about NPR, too, that I want to pass on to you. And we're also going to get into March Madness, the movies.
Sunday night, Lifetime's got new blood. Ex-cop.
What do you think caused these marks on his neck?
Ex-boyfriend.
I don't want to hear that you're back out there chasing vampires.
Ex-human.
You gave me your blood. Part of me now.
There's a love triangle.
This is going to take some getting used to.
Private Eye Vicki Nelson is living two lives. Which one will suck her in?
This is a world you know nothing about.
Sink your teeth into Blood Ties. Lifetime's new original series. Sunday night at 10, 9 central on Lifetime.
Feel energized and invigorated. Visit the Wellness Spa on Fifth Avenue in Denver, your source for anti-aging, cellulite, inner cleansing, and disease prevention. Call today at 303-777-2555 to take advantage of their special limited time offer of $10 off all services. Remove, restore, and rejuvenate at the Wellness Spa on Fifth Avenue. Call 303-777-2555 or visit www.wellnessonfifth.com. Mention this ad and receive a special discount of $10 off any service.
Breaking news from our special agent, Aaron Esurance.
Time-wasting auto insurance is trying to take over the world. People are wasting free time just to take care of their auto insurance.
Is everyone affected?
Not Esurance policyholders. They're doing fine. That's because Esurance makes auto insurance easy.
How will this battle end?
Time-wasting auto insurance seems to lose power whenever it hears about Esurance online auto insurance. Take that.
Make it your mission to save time and money on auto insurance. Get your quote from Esurance.com today.
Not available in all states.
Hey, this is Michael Walter.
And I'm Sammy Hagar.
And we're here to tell you that when you stop by NAPA today, you can register for a chance to ride in my number 55 Toyota.
So, Michael, what you're saying is...
I could ride in 55!
Exactly.
Stop by any participating NAPA Auto Parts store today and register for your chance to win a ride in the number 55 NAPA Toyota. See store for official sweepstakes rules and complete details. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. NAPA. Get the good stuff.
A monster. Is IT support not in your job description? Then let Computer Superheroes fight your IT battles for you. Computer Superheroes provides prompt and reasonably priced computer service and support. If dealing with technology seems like fighting the forces of evil, call Computer Superheroes at 720-205-5250. That's 720-205-5250. Or go to computersuperheroes.com.
Hi, I'm Mike Miller, owner of Basil Doc's Pizza. I want to tell you about absolutely, positively the best pizza, Basil Doc's Pizza. Established in 1996 here in Denver's Washington Park neighborhood, we've been winning awards ever since. At Basil Doc's, pizza making is an art we're passionate about. Basil Doc's uses all natural ingredients. Here's an incentive for you to experience Basil Doc's Pizza. Mention you heard this ad and you'll get a complimentary organic house salad with a side of our signature balsamic vinaigrette. Check us out at BasilDocsPizza.com.
The Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies like Icon Laser Center, Wellness Spa on Fifth Avenue, and Computer Superheroes. Go to am760.net today and learn more about how you can support progressive talk. AM 760.
Welch's 100% grape juice has powerful antioxidants. One independent study just ranked Welch's 100% grape juice the number one beverage for antioxidant capacity per serving among 1,000 foods tested. Get more antioxidants in your diet. Drink Welch's 100% grape juice.
The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
I'd like to focus on five facts today. First, and these are undisputed facts. First, based on the emails produced by the Department of Justice, this administration set out to fire or replace U.S. attorneys, some without cause, and in some cases for suspicious reasons. Second, this is different from anything done in previous administration and includes putting a provision in the Patriot Act to carry out their scheme. Third, it started with the White House. Fourth, it was carried out by the Attorney General. And fifth, the Attorney General crossed a line by putting politics above the pursuit of justice and has seriously damaged his stature and legacy in the process.
That's Senator Mark Pryor from Arkansas. 6:23, 23 minutes after 6. Hi today. 66, mostly sunny, and that's where Roe had the federal prosecutor there pushed out so that he could get a job for his friend, which, by the way, according to Wayne Slater, who's the co-author of Bush's Brain, who we've had on this show before, and I'm thinking about having John try to get him back again, he said this last night on Oberman. I find this to be very interesting. That the reason Rove wanted to do that was because Rove wanted a political ally sitting in Arkansas so that if Hillary made a run, there was a federal prosecutor there and a political ally who could go dig up dirt on Hillary. Pretty nice, huh? Clever. Very clever. But unfortunately, it looks like he got caught. Now, I don't listen to the right wing media. And I've narrowed my exposure to media news shows down to about zero, with the exception of Oberman and Hardball, which I watch because I find Matthews amusing, and I realize that he's a cartoon. Ha-ha! And I've gotten to the point where I won't watch anything else, because I can't forgive Wolf Blitzer for that move that he pulled here 3 or 4 days ago, in which he put Victoria Tonsing on as an independent observer on this whole business and on the Libby situation, and Tonsing has done legal work for these guys. And he never said that. He never came out and credited it. So it's like, okay, Wolf, see ya. Wouldn't want to be ya. And speaking of the media, and I'm always getting on the air at 6:25, 25 minutes after 6. I'm always getting on the air this time of the morning and talking about the media, because the media never ceases to amaze me about the stuff they do. I know that a lot of you listen to NPR. I know that a lot of you use NPR as an alternative to us, or you jump back and forth, or NPR is your first listening choice, and then you don't listen to NPR when they're doing 6 or 7 minutes on the color of a cicada's wings. Then you'll maybe flip over here for a little while. And you should choose to listen to on the radio what you want to listen to. I'm not saying that you're wrong in listening to NPR. I'm not saying that at all. But I want to caution you about one thing about NPR. NPR has a person on there, Mara Liasson. Mara Liasson appears on Fox News. Mara Liasson falsely claimed on Fox News that the Bush administration's interim U.S. attorney appointees couldn't stay there without Senate confirmation. In fact, a law enacted as part of the renewal of the U.S. Patriot Act, which Senator Pryor was just talking about, does allow an interim U.S. attorney to serve indefinitely without Senate confirmation. Now, she made this statement on March the 13th in the edition of Fox News Special Report with a guy who doesn't know how to smile, Britt Hume. And this is not the first time that she's got on, and this is not the first time that she's given this kind of misinformation, not only on Fox, but also she's done it on NPR. Plus, NPR here about 2 months ago had Rush Limbaugh on and billed him as an independent observer. Now, do you believe that? Do you think he's an independent observer of anything? So, gotta watch out for that. Gotta watch out for that. And as I always constantly point out on the show, and we always have Jameson Fosier or Paul Waldman on every Tuesday from Media Matters, as I always point out, these guys, the right wing, these guys, these authoritarian right wing guys, and I'm not saying all conservatives are bad, but they have a real good way, because they've been doing it for years and years and years, they have a real good way of getting their distortions and their talking points into every nook and cranny of the media, and it shows up. So NPR is not immune to this. So just be advised. That's why I always recommend, when I talk to people one-on-one, I always recommend that they get to know Media Matters, that they get involved with Media Matters, and that they receive the bulletins so that you can track this stuff. And then you're not hearing it from me, and you're not hearing it from somebody on this radio station, because we all have a left-of-center agenda. Some of us vary in how far left we go. But you're getting it from Media Matters, who goes in and researches the facts and digs up the facts. And it's just like Media Matters for Colorado does the same thing. So I just want to warn you about this stuff. I just wanted to bring it up and just wanted to warn you about it. And some of you will accept it, and then some of you will turn around and you'll think I'm full of it. But Media Matters does document everything they do. Now, does that mean that if you give that to somebody who is very, very right-wing and is part of that 30% core, that 27 to 30, maybe 35 at the highest percent core that hangs on to everything this administration does and backs everything that's going on. Does that mean that they'll accept this? No, my experience has been that when you give them this stuff, even though it's documented, they'll still turn it down and shut it out. And they'll still claim that there's an agenda there, and I always answer back that, yeah, there is an agenda. And the agenda, basically, is to keep the media honest and to stop them from getting on and spreading stuff that's not true. And what these men and women do, is they take these ridiculous stories, or their ridiculous distortions of them, they put them out on the airwaves, and then when they don't turn out to be true, they never turn around and say, well, that wasn't true, got that wrong, sorry. Not one of them has come forward and ever said anything about getting the Nancy Pelosi plane story wrong. None of them have ever come forward and said, oops, we got the Obama madrasa story wrong. None of them have ever come forward and ever said, well, we obscured the topic when it came to Libby. And now they're doing the same thing when it comes to this Gonzalez-gate business. Exactly the same thing. They're out there telling you something that if you take the time, and you don't have to listen to me, but if you take the time, you don't have to believe what I'm telling you, you take the time, you go Google that stuff up, what you'll see is they're not telling the truth. Because it's all there for you to go look at. All right. If you want to comment on this, or anything else I'm about ready to get into here as we sit here and glow in the dark, 303-713-7600. And we'll talk about the, I'm going to talk a little bit about the Senate vote coming up and about Wayne Allard's incredible statement that the vote yesterday along party lines was a victory for the president. Oh, really, Wayne? Okay. So what you're going to tell us here is that the party line votes in the Senate represent the American people. Uh-huh. Sure. 6:32, 32 minutes after the hour. Let's take a Friday morning check of progressive traffic. I always hate to call it that, Gina, because I don't know whether it's progressing or not. It's up to you to tell me whether it is or isn't.
Well, it's not a good morning. It's bad start to the morning. Just in one area, we have eastbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike shut down at Wadsworth. We have a crash investigation that could go on there for several hours. So if you're headed out of the Boulder area, you're going to need extra time to take those alternate routes. You're being detoured off eastbound at Wadsworth, back on at Church Ranch. A lot of drivers, though, using Wadsworth down to I-70. So I would expect much heavier conditions eastbound out of Wheat Ridge through the entire commute. You could also use Wadsworth to 120th, 88th, and even avoid the sluggish traffic at Wadsworth and bail off at Interlochen Loop up to E-470, possibly to save yourself some time. So again, eastbound lanes of Highway 36 shut down at Wadsworth. No other issues for Denver traffic, just heavy buildup now, southbound 225 through the Tech Center. Weather today, mostly sunny, breezy, and warmer with a high of 64.
In the city of brotherly love, plans were unveiled for a memorial to George Washington's presidential house. But those plans never mentioned a secret buried for 200 years. You have to walk over Washington's slave quarters. Discover the story behind the secret. Come see Curious Theater Company's world premiere of A House with No Walls by Thomas Gibbons. Performances Thursday through Sunday. Mention Air America and get two tickets for just $28. Call 303-623-0524. Remember, half-price tickets at 303-623-0524.
Hi, I'm Mike Miller, owner of Basil Doc's Pizza. I want to tell you about absolutely, positively the best pizza, Basil Doc's Pizza. Established in 1996 here in Denver's Washington Park neighborhood, we've been winning awards ever since. At Basil Doc's, pizza making is an art we're passionate about. Basil Doc's uses all natural ingredients. Here's an incentive for you to experience Basil Doc's Pizza. Mention you heard this ad and you'll get a complimentary organic house salad with a side of our signature balsamic vinaigrette. Check us out at basildocspizza.com.
If you're a family is planning a road trip, you need help from Radio Shack.
Our sales associates will show you the modern marvels that make traveling fun, like a portable DVD player that turns noisy kids into traveling angels, MP3 players with FM transmitters and cool cases that make Dad listen and not sing, and a GPS receiver so even he knows where he's going. For the wonders of technology that help you get the most out of your road trips, it's your neighborhood Radio Shack.
Shagman, Audra, and Officer Odell will be there giving away free autographed Rockies hats and other free stuff, and I'll see you out there Saturday night. Mary wanted to go, and we're going. Mary wants something, by God, I give it to her, because I know I have it good. And speaking of having it good, you'll have it good out of Rockies Autos, because their selection is huge. I tell you this every single day. Over 600 vehicles on the lot, anything you can think of, and they've got the matching down instead of going on up to $1,500. You put down $1,005, they'll put down $1,005, and the end result in all of that is that you got $3,000 towards your next vehicle. And the 07s are at Rockies, too. So you can't lose out, because they do have the largest selection of clean, late model vehicles and all of the front range. Check them out online at RockiesAutos.com. Trust but verify, as Ronald Reagan used to say, right? They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., so they're open tonight until 9. Drop on by there and see my friends, the Al Shear Brothers. They are great. And here's one other point I want to tell you about them. They will go the extra mile to make you happy. And that makes them a lot different from a lot of other dealers out there who don't go that extra mile. Rockies Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
At Aetna, we want you to know that your small business can now have a big range of health insurance plans.
Today's Aetna offers Colorado easy and affordable benefits plans designed just for small businesses, including health, pharmacy, dental, disability, and life insurance, even consumer-directed solutions like HSAs.
At Aetna, we want you to know that your healthcare network can be as strong as your business network.
Aetna offers over 8,000 primary care and specialist physicians in our strong statewide network.
At Aetna, we want you to know that even though we insure nationally, we serve locally.
To better serve small businesses, Aetna has staff located right here in Denver.
At Aetna, we want you to know, because with the right information, you can make better healthcare decisions. To find out more, call your broker or Aetna representative.
Plans are offered by Aetna Life Insurance Company. Health insurance plans contain exclusions and limitations. Colorado network data as of 1107.
Forward thinking in the morning. It's the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I was listening to Neil Young and old classic country music, like Johnny Bush with Green Snakes on the Ceiling, and Lloyd Cowboy Copas with Alabama, and all kinds of stuff. And then I was listening to Neil Young. Man, I love Neil Young. And we came really close to getting an interview with Neil Young here. What was it, like last year, I think it was? And we're going to reach out and try that again to try to get him. 6:37, 37 minutes after the hour, mostly sunny, high today, 66. He is just so fantastic. And I've never seen him live. Never.
I have.
Have you?
Awesome.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was great. It was back in like 1998 or 99, but unbelievable.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think what it was. Primus played, Neil Young played, and it was some kind of festival. I don't, you know, it wasn't a Horde tour, but it was something similar, and it was awesome.
Was it Red Rocks?
No, it was over here at what used to be Fiddler's Green, Coors Amphitheater, or whatever it is now.
Mm. Yeah.
Worst venue in Colorado.
Well, I don't know. I've never been there, but I would love to see Neil Young, man, and I'd love to talk to him. Let's go to Peter and Thornton. Peter, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. How about you?
I'm doing all right. I understand your frustration with the local media and national media, and there are other sources out there. One of them is Link TV, which is, I think, basically can only be gotten on satellite, and Free Speech TV. But on Link TV, they have Amy Goodman and the War and Peace Report, and that is a great source of information where you actually have true reporters who go out and dig for the information and can back up their stories. And it's just a wealth of information. If your listeners get a chance, they can also go online and look at both of those and podcast them or whatever. But just to get that out there, it frustrates me to hear how frustrated you are with the local and national media sources. So if you get a chance, check out Link TV or Free Speech TV, and they are awesome.
Yeah, like I've seen both of them, but what I've decided to do is I've decided to do less viewing of the box, except on the weekends to watch motor racing. I've decided to do less looking at the box and more reading, and using the internet to go look at other sources rather than being glued to the TV.
Well, I understand. It's just my wife, my kids, and I, we cannot stomach watching any of the other news programs.
Well, do you watch Oberman?
No.
Oh, man, Oberman is great.
Well, I'll check him out.
All right, now you know what? You got to promise me that you're going to check out Countdown, and it's on twice. It's on first live at 6 o'clock our time on MSNBC, and then it's on at 10 o'clock our time in a repeat. You got to watch it, and then I want you to email me and tell me what you think. It is the best news hour. It is the best combined news hour lifestyle. It's just the best thing happening, man.
Okay, I'll check it out, and I'll email you and let you know what I think of it.
All right, Peter, you're the man. Thank you so much.
You have a good day.
Okay, see ya.
Bye.
303-713-7600. We're talking about Gonzales Gate, the media, and anything else that you want to drag in from the next 30 minutes. We'll be talking to Bruce Shapiro of The Nation right at the top of the hour about Gonzales Gate. Let's go to Kurt in Centennial. Kurt, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. How are you?
Hey, man. How are you?
I'm pretty good. It's Friday, after all.
Hey, yes,
before
sir.
Before we get into Gonzales, you guys going to be in the St. Paddy's Day parade tomorrow?
Yes, I will.
Okay, we'll look for you then.
Well, man, come run up to the car, or somehow let's see if we can connect or something, so I can at least see what you look like, and we can meet face-to-face.
Yeah, you'd like to see some of these people that call you all the time, wouldn't you?
No, I'd like to see all of you, actually. I wish we could have, like, some really big thing where everybody could just turn out and we could have a good time.
Yeah, that'd be great. Hey, Gonzales has got to be, I used to think that Ashcroft was the worst attorney general ever, but now we have Gonzales who is even worse. And all I wanted to mention was, did you happen to see Andrew Cohen's three-part column in the Washington Post on Gonzales as a enabler, as a facilitator?
Yeah, I did see that.
Everybody who's listening ought to make a point of going out to the Washington Post and reading that, and they'll find out exactly how bad. I mean, when you leave out pertinent information about death penalty cases because you really want the guy executed regardless of whether there were mitigating circumstances or not, that just proves that you've got no heart whatsoever.
Oh, yeah, this guy oversaw something like, 125 or 150 executions?
I know. It's just, and other people, other legal people, they talk about Gonzales, they honestly believe that he is in over his head, that he just does not have the smarts to be in the position he's in. He's another brownie. This administration is full of brownies. It is the worst example of cronyism, that we've ever seen. This has got to be the most incompetent administration that has ever been in place.
Well, they certainly have strange hiring practices. I mean, if you go look at Gonzales's background, he has never been a prosecutor. His background is real shallow, and the thing that's helped him is that he happened to hook up with George W. Bush, and he went to court for Bush to keep George. When George W. Bush was the governor of Texas,
yeah,
he was called in a jury pool, and Gonzales went to court and got Bush out of it. Because if Bush had to go and be part of the jury pool, then Bush would have been asked about his past, and then he would have had to admit it openly on public record that he had been convicted of drunk driving.
Yeah, exactly. And then there's also the deal with he and Harriet Myers, who's another crook.
She's another crony.
About getting the contract for the Texas lottery. You know?
Yep.
This whole idea that Bush is a straight arrow, you know, he's played on this, I'm honest, I've got integrity stuff. It's all a bunch of hogwash. He is as crooked as can be. And if anybody doubts that this whole district attorney thing was Karl Rove's idea, they better go in and get a CAT scan because they've got a brain tumor.
Well, they go look at the emails that have been released, and the Justice Department is talking about releasing more emails today, so Lord knows what we'll find in there. But the emails that have been released, if you go back and read them and go look at them...
I did.
Yeah, well, Rove's right there. I mean, he's in the middle of the whole thing.
And because this administration doesn't do anything without a political consideration. And, you know, they don't care about the good of the country. All they care about is what's good for them and their cronies and political power. That is all they care about.
Yeah, it's sad. It's really sad.
If you're an average American in this country, they could care less about you. They don't have any feelings for you. You know, like Barbara Bush saying that the Katrina refugees were better off in the Astrodome. This was a step up for them. You know, that's a pretty indicative statement of the way this entire administration feels.
Yeah, or Newt Gingrich is stepping up and here a couple of weeks ago and saying that the disaster in the Ninth Ward of New Orleans was a failure of citizenship, and he just went on and on.
I know. Gingrich was actually my congressman for a little while. I lived in Georgia for 18 years.
Oh, man.
And it was, oh, man. I'm now in Tom Tancredo's district, and I think it's a kind of argument as to, you know, I seem to get stuck with the worst congressman of all time.
Well, move into Ed Perlmutter's district, and you'll be better off.
Yeah, well, I'll think about it.
All right, pal. We'll talk to you. We'll see you Saturday.
Okay, we'll see you tomorrow.
All right, you got it. Yeah, I said then we'll see you Saturday. What am I, spacing off the idea that today's Friday? I guess I must be. Boy, can you imagine that? Having Newt Gingrich as your congressman and then turning around having Tom Tancredo as your congressman? Well, that would be a little weird. 6:46, 46 minutes past the hour. 303-713-7600. We're talking about Rove. Well, now should I call it Rove Gate? Actually, it's Alberto Gate. And also, comments about the media, too. Let's check traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Of course, the big news this morning, the Boulder Turnpike remains closed eastbound at Wadsworth. Expect to be detoured off the highway there and seek your alternates from that location. Traffic obviously going to be a slow go up to that point. I-25, though, wide open through Douglas County, coming up through the Tech Center, looks great. Conditions on C-470 fairly light. No worries for I-70 out to DIA. I'd expect a bit more traffic eastbound out of Wheat Ridge. A lot of folks using that as the alternate to the closure of the Turnpike. High country traffic is problem-free. Just be mindful of the usual icy patches over those summit passes.
Sunday night, Lifetime's got new blood. Ex-cop.
What do you think caused these marks on his neck?
Ex-boyfriend.
I don't want to hear that you're back out there chasing vampires.
Ex-human.
You gave me your blood. Out of me now.
There's a love triangle.
This is going to take some getting used to.
Private Eye Vicki Nelson is living two lives. Which one will suck her in?
This is a world you know nothing about.
Sink your teeth into Blood Ties, Lifetime's new original series, Sunday night at 10, 9 central on Lifetime.
Your source for anti-aging, cellulite, inner cleansing, and disease prevention. Call today at 303-777-2555 to take advantage of their special limited-time offer of $10 off all services. Remove, restore, and rejuvenate at the Wellness Spa on Fifth Avenue. Call 303-777-2555 or visit www.wellnessonfifth.com. Mention this ad and receive a special discount of $10 off any service.
6:48, 48 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Think about the things that have become obsolete in our lifetime. VCRs have been replaced by TiVos and DVRs. Ataris have been replaced by Xbox and Xbox 360. And your glasses can be replaced by normal vision. Let me tell you about Icon LASIK Center. You know how corrective vision is not, it's just not some far-off futuristic dream. It's happening now, and Icon's experienced surgeons want to help you make glasses obsolete, too. Icon can do it for as little as $4.99 per eye, and Icon LASIK Center has been performing safe and affordable LASIK procedures since 1999. Icon has financing available for all credit types with zero down and no interest for up to 24 months. Plus, Icon also has the newest technology like Intralase, which is bladeless LASIK. Learn more about all your options with the Icon LASIK Center by calling them. 720-524-1001. Call them today. That's 720-524-1001. They're really good folks. Or visit them online. Icon online at icondenver.com. That's I like the letter, C-O-N, Denver.com.
It's not fair. You were injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, and the settlement money you won from your lawsuit is spread out over years in small cash payments. You can't afford to wait years for money that's rightfully yours. You need cash now. J.G. Wentworth can help. We can turn your long-term payments into cash now. This is not a loan. This is your money in your pocket right now. If you're receiving cash payments from something like a car accident or personal injury, call us today to learn how you can get one lump sum from your structured settlement now. For free information, call 1-800-600-3166. J.G. Wentworth has helped thousands of people get cash now and get on with life. Stop waiting years for money that's rightfully yours. Call now for free information to learn how you can get cash now. It's your money. Use it when you need it. For free information, call J.G. Wentworth now at 1-800-600-3166. That's 1-800-600-3166. 1-800-600-3166.
Live, local, and progressive.
The Jay Marvin Show
on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
The Department of Justice looked at U.S. attorneys and made, on the basis of policy or performance, a decision to replace seven of them. This is not unusual.
That was Carl Rowe, standing up lying through his teeth. 6:51, 51 minutes past the hour. Oh, sorry, Carl. Can't read a history book. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you, 303-713-7600. We'll talk more about Alberto Gate coming up after 7 o'clock. And we got a ton of stuff to get into this morning. Let's go to Mark in Denver, who's been hanging on. Mark, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hi.
I got a couple points in then I'll let you go. But first one is the guy before me was talking about the worst attorney general. I would put my money on Jan Arena for that. And, you know, I don't like the Bush administration very much.
Well,
but,
all right. Well, what would be your evidence that she would be worse than Alberto Gonzalez?
Let's see. Waco, Ruby Ridge.
Well, wait a minute. Okay, those are two incidents that we can debate. And I'd be happy to have a debate with you about those incidents, but those are two things that we can debate. But Janet Reno has never, as far as I know, has never tried to end run the Congress, nor did she ever try to disregard or step on the Constitution. Can you make the same claims about Alberto Gonzalez?
Not necessarily. I don't know enough about him. I told you the other day that with what is being said about him is true, that he should be gone. I'm just saying.
Well, you're making a claim about Janet Reno.
Well,
you're giving me Ruby Ridge and you're giving me Waco, and what I'm saying to you is we can debate those both pro and con, but I'm asking you really point blank, as far as you know, or anybody else knows, has Janet Reno ever done what Alberto Gonzalez has allegedly done? Well, I'm not going to even say allegedly because it's in the emails. Janet Reno never reached out, never dismissed a federal prosecutor that they had appointed. I mean, she never proposed anything like the Patriot Act. She never abrogated the Constitution. She never went to the President of the United States and said, well, you know what, here's what we'll do. We'll hold trials for people who we suspect of terrorism, and we won't give them right to representation, nor will we give the public the right to know what goes on with them, nor will we give any of them the right of habeas corpus, which is sacred in this country.
Well, it depends if they're an enemy combatant or not.
Well, see, but that's, yeah, that's you know what, but we're in the, you see, I'm, hold on, let me calm down. where is it in the Bill of Rights, and where is it in the Constitution of the United States that it delineates any of that? Where does it say that?
I think, I personally believe that if you are an enemy combatant, that you fall under military tribunal law, not.
Well, okay. And what do you and what do you use to support that argument?
Isn't that how they did it during World War II with the trials at Nuremberg?
No. The trials at
Constitution?
No. The trials at Nuremberg were overseen not only by the United States, but also by the British.
Yes,
also by the Soviet Union.
France
also had a hand in it, and they did not deny access by the people who they held. They did not deny them counsel. They did not deny them. They did not deny the public access to the information, and they did not, because of fear of escape, they did not give them habeas corpus. But the other thing they didn't do was they didn't take them and lock them away and allow them no communication with their families, no communication with the outside world, and hold them indefinitely.
Okay, the only thing out of all those things that you said that I have a problem with is denying them legal representation. Besides that, they...
But wait a minute. Hold on a second. So you're saying to me that... You're saying to me that you're right, that anybody's right who's arrested by the United States of America and detained on any place in the United States of America or on any property that the United States of America controls, that they have no right to habeas corpus, that you can keep them indefinitely without a trial or without giving them bail. You believe that? You actually believe people should be locked away indefinitely until the machinery of the federal government gets around to granting them a trial?
Until, in the instance of the war on terror, Jay, yes, I do believe that.
Well, you know something? Then you and I got to depart greatly, because I'll tell you, I'd like to ask you, can you point to any administration in the history of this country, with the exception of the internment of the Japanese, which we had to apologize for and pay for, can you point to me any administration that's ever done this?
Well, I was going to say the internment camps, and you know what, Jay?
And we historically acknowledge that that's wrong.
Okay, and after we do this, and after we win the war on terror, then I have no problem saying it's wrong. But until we defeat this enemy,
all right,
we got to do what we got to do to win.
Well, you know what? I think your explanation speaks for itself.
Well,
I think you're sorely misguided, and I would suggest that what you do is you take 10 minutes out today, because you've got 10 minutes, and I would suggest that you look up the Bill of Rights, that you read the Constitution, and that you thank God every single day, or whoever it is that you believe in, that your forefathers and the people went to war and fought and died for this, that we have this today. And that this administration and this guy who is supposed to be the Attorney General can't interpret that, can't read it, and doesn't understand it. And it doesn't make any difference where you stand politically. It doesn't make any difference what your ideology is. Everybody in this country is entitled to due process and representation, regardless of who you are.
I agree with you, Jay. Everybody in this country does.
Or any place that we control.
I don't think people on the battlefield fall under those circumstances.
You know what? I'm going to ask you again. Where does it say that in the Constitution?
Where does it say in the Constitution that we're protecting all the people all over the world?
Where does it say we control Guantanamo? And where does it say it? Go read the Bill of Rights. Thank you for the call. Man, that's scary.
Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Time.
If you'd like to increase your business with more targeted, more effective advertising, SpotRunner offers an amazing new solution, affordable television advertising.
Nothing has gotten us the exposure or the fact that makes us look as professional as being on television.
At SpotRunner.com, you can get a high-quality television commercial for your business, any budget, anywhere in the United States.
It was not only affordable, it was unbelievable.
SpotRunner.com makes it possible for you to get a highly targeted television advertising campaign at a fraction of the cost, because SpotRunner airs your commercials only in the specific areas where your customers live.
There was no way that my company could have achieved the reach and targeted advertising that we did without SpotRunner.
Prime time advertising, any time of the day, any channel.
Visit SpotRunner.com or call 888-860-SPOT. That's 888-860-SPOT.
We know it is purely the SpotRunner experience that is helping us drive sales.
AM 760 Progressive Talk, broadcasting in HD and online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. The best way to save a life, what you've been told for years, may be wrong. CBS's Vicki Barker has the latest from the Health Watch.
The British medical journal The Lancet says your chances of surviving a heart attack double if the bystanders helping you use chest compression without mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. The Japanese study based on nearly 5,000 cases. But Michigan-based expert Dr. David Janda has his doubts.
If we have somebody that goes down, if we don't do any mouth-to-mouth resuscitation, they're not getting any oxygen.
Janda says he'll wait till American medical bodies issue new guidelines before giving up mouth-to-mouth. Vicki Barker, CBS News, London.
We know her name. We've seen her picture. At a congressional hearing an hour from now, we'll hear the voice of the woman at the heart of the CIA leak investigation.
I'm Barry Bagnato in Washington. Valerie Plame Wilson is expected to fill in some blanks in what will be her first public testimony about the CIA leak case. She was outed as a CIA operative after her husband, former Ambassador Joseph Wilson, accused the White House of manipulating pre-Iraq War intelligence to justify the invasion. Many Americans who've heard about her have never seen her.
Congress is taking a look at the practice of giving rank its privilege at the Walter Reed Army Hospital. Live to CBS's Jim Taylor.
Are wounded soldiers receiving substandard care at Walter Reed in part because of the plush VIP ward there? Well, that's what congressional investigators are asking. USA Today reports they want to know how much it costs to staff and maintain the private carpeted suites with antique furniture, flat panel TV, and fine china. The Army says it costs just under $1 million a year to run that VIP ward, but that the care is exactly the same that is given to every other patient at Walter Reed.
At the White House, the pressure to dump Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez over the firing of federal prosecutors is growing. CBS's Bill Plant has that.
The president may be publicly supportive, but influential Republicans around the White House are less so. They say he's finished. He's a problem. He has to go.
Less than a week before spring arrives, winter is giving the East Coast a parting shot. The mix of rain, sleet, and snow is slowing travel on and above the ground. WCBS Radio's Sean Adams is watching arrivals and departures at snowy Newark Airport.
Inside, the flight cancellations started piling up. The Continental Board looked like a Christmas tree with more red canceled signs than blue on-time listings. And the line, it stretched clear across Terminal C and moved at a snail's pace.
Some towns from Pennsylvania to New England could wind up with a foot and a half of snow by the time the storm ends. Well, if you're like most people, you were digging a little bit deeper last month just to make ends meet. A new consumer price reading from the government shows a 0.4% gain in the cost of living, most of that from increases at the gas pump and at the grocery store. And just ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, S&P stock futures are up a fraction of a point. This is CBS News.
Have you ever found a penny on the ground? Of course you have. Well, imagine that for the next 50,000 steps you take, there's always a penny at your feet. It feels like that.
Have you ever put on a pair of clean pants and found a $20 bill in the pocket? Man, that's a good feeling, right? Well, take that feeling and multiply it by 25 pairs of pants, and you're close.
New GEICO customers report average annual savings of $500 on their car insurance. Discover how it feels and how much you could save. Go to GEICO.com. Simple as that.
Dave. Ted here. Hey, tomorrow at 522, a forklift is going to smash right into our conveyor system. Really bust it up good, okay? You should be getting a call about 523. Just wanted to give you a heads up. Thanks.
In your job, you don't get warnings. So Granger's just added a massive amount of material handling products to help get you through whatever the day brings. We're adding products and removing problems. From casters and wheels to carts and conveyors, we have what you need to move, handle, and store just about anything. Call or visit your local branch or go online to Granger.com. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Governor Ritter says he's not going to ask for a special prosecutor or any kind of review in prosecutors' decisions not to file sex assault charges against CU football players and recruits. A lawyer told Ritter prosecutors mishandled an assault complaint his client filed 6 years ago against a CU football recruit who joined the team. Lawmakers say they're introducing a bill to allow victims of domestic violence to list a fake address to protect them from harassment. House Speaker Andrew Romanoff says the bill will prevent assailants from tracking down their victims. Despite a rough winter and complaints the city of Denver didn't clean up the snow quickly enough, most people apparently are ready to re-elect the mayor. Nearly 4 years down the road, the businessman with no political experience at the time says he ran. He's just trying to be honest with Denver residents, and it's paid off. His approval rating is a sky-high 84%. 68% of those surveyed say Denver's heading in the right direction. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Delays continue on eastbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike approaching Wadsworth. That's where traffic is being taken off the highway. Westbound lanes really stacking up as well as folks slow down to take a look. So give yourself plenty of time, really, either direction. Southbound Wadsworth will be jammed up down to 88th and accessing eastbound I-70. You may just want to bail off sooner at Interlock and Loop. This closure due to be in effect for investigation and cleanup for the next several hours, so don't expect any relief soon. Eastbound 270, I-76 starting to stack up now with the usual rush hour traffic. Security wait time at DIA 5 minutes. Weather today, sunny, breezy, warm, high of 64. Tonight, clear with a low of 37. And right now, a few clouds, 30 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
What's at stake when you play a game? If you or someone you know has a preoccupation with gambling or is lying to cover up gambling, don't take a chance. Call the Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-522-4700. Treatment is confidential. Paid for by the Colorado Lottery.
We haven't exchanged hellos.
You couldn't spot me in a crowd.
I'm not someone you've known for years. But when I get the call,
I will be there for you.
Volunteer to help the Red Cross. When you help the American Red Cross, you help America. Contact your local chapter or visit redcross.org today.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin
on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:06, 6 minutes after 7, mostly sunny, high today 66. Friday, and it's the end of the weekend. It's good to have you along. You can instant message me at am760.net, and looks like it's going to be a pretty good day today. Mostly sunny, high today, 66. Tomorrow's even going to be better for the St. Patrick's Day Parade. Mostly sunny, high of 73, and I'll see you out there at the St. Patrick's Day Parade. We'll be out there and hope to see you, too. Here's a instant message. Jay, I watch Oberman and Chris Matthews, but I can't stand Andrea Mitchell. And this is from Virginia, who says that I'd rather just work in the yard. That's what she's saying. Yeah, Andrea Mitchell is the person who got on the air here. I don't know if it was earlier this week or like last week, and made it this preposterous claim that the majority of Americans favor the pardon of Scooter Libby, but polling showed that's not true. And then the day after she said it, there was a poll released by CNN and Gallup, which indicated that Americans, by and large, do not favor the pardoning of Scooter Libby. But once again, she made that comment, and she's never gotten on MSNBC or NBC and ever said, well, I made a mistake, and that's not true. Nobody called her on it. So I'm with you about Andrea Mitchell. I don't particularly care for her either. The other thing is Hickenlooper. A John M. story about Hickenlooper, look at that, 84% approval rating. Is that because he has No opposition of any kind, because there's really nobody running against him. There's that guy running against him. I can't think of his name. What's his name? But he's kind of irrational. And he's the one who called up and started screaming at John Turk that we wouldn't put him on here because he was Hispanic. Danny Lopez is his name, and started like going berserk because we wouldn't let him get on a campaign. And he's got like no chance to win. How about if somebody ran against Hickenlooper who had a chance? All right, let's go to the phone, talk to Bruce Shapiro. He's the contributing editor at The Nation magazine, a great writer. He's got a column out, and you can also see it at thenation.com called The December 7th Massacre. And we're going to talk to him about Alberto Gate or Gonzales Gate or whatever you want to call it. Bruce, what should we call it, do you think?
The attorney's massacre, I suppose.
Would that be it? Would that be the right thing? Let's talk about and get some background here, because you talk about it in your column about how really some of this goes back to John Ashcroft the White House's early disregard for the federal prosecutor system.
Well, you know, that's right, and people forget this now, but one of the very first things, one of the ways that the Bush administration made itself felt was by politicizing U.S. attorneys, particularly around capital punishment. All over the country, U.S. attorneys found their normal sentencing recommendations being overruled from the very top because Ashcroft and Karl Rove wanted to push capital punishment as a political matter in states where there wasn't much stomach for it. And that politicized, as long ago as 2001, the U.S. Attorney's Office in unprecedented ways.
So that started it, and then we move forward, and Ashcroft, of course, leaves, and George W. Bush gets his good friend and former counselor, a lawyer, Alberto Gonzales, in the picture. Gonzales goes before the Senate, raises his hand, swears that he's not going to do this kind of thing.
And yet from the very beginning, we now know from before the beginning, that at the very time that Gonzales is, as you say, raising his hand and swearing he won't do it, he's already had conversations with Karl Rove in which they're talking about the desire to replace U.S. attorneys who are not seen as sufficiently aggressive on very politically sensitive cases involving elections and things like that. They want to run after Democrats. The Bush administration wants to make a federal case out of specifically Democratic voter fraud, wants to use what are supposed to be professional law enforcement offices, the U.S. Attorney's Office, to go after Democrats around the country. And a number of U.S. attorneys resist that. The Bush administration wants to get rid of them. And the only question is, do we fire them individually, or is the way to do it to fire all of them? But it's clearly politically motivated, goes through Rove, and at the very time that Gonzales is swearing to uphold the law and, you know, pursue professional law enforcement, he's behind the scenes, we now know, talking to Karl Rove about firing U.S. attorneys.
Wow. Yeah. We see it in those emails, and some of the things that they talked about are really crazy. Like Carol Lamb, who was, you know, responsible for Duke Cunningham and was in Southern California, in the San Diego area, not doing enough immigration cases.
This is about taking what's supposed to be the professional office of U.S. attorney and politicizing it because they see that immigration is a political issue. Similarly, really, I think one of the most egregious, in Seattle, John McKay, a really well-liked federal prosecutor, on his way, on a track to be a federal judge, there's a close gubernatorial election, and Republicans want him to intervene in the recount to swing it against the Democrats, to, you know, pressure the system, and he won't do it. In fact, when he gets a call from a staffer for the chair of the House Ethics Committee, he says, if I get one more call like this, I'm going to, you know, slap you with an obstruction of justice claim. You know, this is completely unprofessional and illegal. When he goes to be interviewed for a possible judgeship, the White House representatives make it known that they are very unhappy that he didn't intervene in this matter. And then he gets fired. This is outrageous. And this is really the rub. I mean, here's the important thing. Does the president have the power to fire U.S. attorneys under the Constitution? Sure he does. That's not the question. What the issue is here is that that power is being used to politicize a professional office around issues that go to the very heart of our system of justice, our system of laws, our system of democracy. You know, using the U.S. attorneys to game elections, using the U.S. attorneys to game immigration or criminal sentencing in ways that are about political gain, not law enforcement, that is a very corrupt enterprise.
7:14, 14 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Bruce Shapiro, who is a contributing editor to The Nation, and you can see his article, you can see his column online at thenation.com. It's called The December 7th Massacre. But, Bruce, the White House has been doing this all along. You go look at all the federal agencies, and they're all stacked with ideological adherence, and they have, in some cases, out-and-out appointed political minders who make sure that everybody toes the line or they're out of a gig.
Oh, well, absolutely. I mean, you look at the EPA, you go from the EPA to the Veterans Administration to any of the key agencies. One of the big reasons that the Bush administration is in so much trouble is this sort of combination of fox in the chicken coop management, where you bring in corporate people to run public interest agencies, and careful ideological toe-holding there. That's absolutely true. But U.S. attorneys' offices are supposed to be different. You know, the rule of law depends on public confidence in the prosecutorial system, just as it depends on public confidence in judges. We expect that presidents, of course, will nominate people they like as judges, but we also expect those judges, once named, to operate with genuine independence and for the administration not to pressure them. Similarly, with U.S. attorneys, yes, the president has the power to hire U.S. attorneys. It's part of winning elections. You get to do that. But we expect, then, that those U.S. attorneys, federal prosecutors who are enforcing the laws on behalf of all of us, will get treated as law enforcement professionals, not political operatives. And the reason that there is such bipartisan outrage, why you can't find a single member of the Senate, for example, a single Republican member of the Senate to stand up for Gonzalez in this, is because we expect that U.S. attorneys, the system depends on U.S. attorneys being independent and not political operatives, and what's happened here is they've been treated like political operatives.
Yeah, probably the only senator that would stand up for him would be Pete Domenici of New Mexico.
Well,
and I'd love to see him get nailed for calling up Iglesias and trying to get a peek at a sealed indictment, and also Heather Wilson, who's a congresswoman from New Mexico, doing exactly the same thing. And I'd love to see both of them get nailed for that. And they ought to, the Senate ought to take a look at Domenici's actions.
It's one of, you know, a United States senator calling up a federal prosecutor in an attempt to game a case, to swing a case, is one of the more outrageous abuses of power that we've heard about in a while. And I do suspect that it will trigger an ethics investigation once the dust settles from the Attorney General's issue. The interesting question now, of course, though, before we get to the ethics investigation, there are really two questions. One is, how high does the responsibility for this involvement in the U.S. attorneys matter go, and how long does Gonzalez last?
I think Bush cuts him loose at some point. I think he has to.
Well, I think that Gonzalez is cooked. I think that we've already heard from the White House rumors that the White House is putting some distance, some air between itself and the Attorney General. I think you're not seeing him aggressively defended, except by Karl Rove. I think my guess is that the Bush administration is counting on Rove making the case for these actions and taking some of the heat off of it. I don't think that's going to happen. I think that they're misreading the Senate, which also, by the way, even Republicans sense the political weakness of the Bush administration at this point. and are misunderstanding, just as they have on so many other issues, the public temperament, the people don't want corruption, and the people also want a sense of confidence in national leaders, and you don't get that if people are corrupting the U.S. Attorney's Office, which is what's going on here.
Well, also, too, the administration, I mean, Rove and the administration put the screws to their own people because they clearly violated the unwritten home rule procedure. And so what they did was basically they went to Republican senators and said, you know what, we don't really care what you think. We're going to do what we want to do, and you can take a hike.
Well, that's a big part of it. The other part of it is that this is all connected in a very curious, direct way to the other issues that around law that have surfaced in this administration, or Guantanamo and torture and all this. Because what it really is about is the president, a president, saying that other branches of government don't count, that the normal system of checks and balances don't count, that there's really no difference between the president's political interest and the enforcement of law, and no boundaries on the president's power and propriety of his office. I think that the outrage about that among many Republicans is genuine. Someone like John Sununu of New Hampshire, a conservative but a deeply dedicated civil libertarian, someone who believes in the rule of law. Never mind, you know, on the Democratic side, Patrick Leahy, a former U.S. attorney himself, who has a very sincere belief in the integrity of the prosecution system. You know, the Republicans are supposed to stand up for law and order, and yet here you have this clear example of undermining law and order, politicizing law and order. I think this could be as damaging to the Bush administration as Hurricane Katrina, as an example of the corruption and of the inappropriate use of power.
I certainly hope people see it for what it is, and I hope the Senate, and I'm talking bipartisan now, I hope they have the guts to follow through with this. And if the Bush administration tries to sever Alberto Gonzalez, which I think they will, to try to stop this, I hope they have what it takes to get Rove down there and Sampson and anybody else that was involved in this. And I also hope that they have the bipartisan integrity to turn around and look at Domenici in the House, ought to look at Heather Wilson as well. Bruce, thanks, man. I appreciate your time today.
As always.
All right. Thanks. Thanks so much. There's Bruce Shapiro from The Nation magazine. The column is The December 7th Massacre, and you can go see it online at thenation.com. 7:21, 21 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good to have you along. You can instant message me at AM 760.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So your kid's heading to college and you need a reliable used car.
Why not make it easy?
Visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs all right here in Denver. Check out the great selection of low mileage program vehicles, many with remaining factory warranty and special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are, we have what you're looking for at a great price. It's easy. CheaperAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Hi, this is Ed Schultz with Dr. Blanchett from Front Range Preventive Imaging to talk to you about technology that could help save the life of someone you love. Dr. Blanchett?
Thanks, Ed. Did you know that lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death in both men and women? One-third of cancer deaths are due to lung cancer. 90% of lung cancers are found in people exposed to cigarette smoke. Historically, lung cancer has had a high mortality rate, with only a 5% long-term survival. In a recent study, 31,000 subjects underwent CT lung screening. Those diagnosed with lung cancer by CT screening demonstrated a better than 80% long-term survival. Priced at $245, a CT lung scan is a great value. Ask your doctor if a CT lung scan would be right for you. For more information, call Front Range Preventive Imaging today at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
22 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Good morning. Hey, Rocky Mountain Bad Boys presents Battle in the Cage 7. Join Rockies this Saturday. That's tomorrow night, the 17th, St. Patrick's Eve at Red and Jerry's at Oxford and Santa Fe. Doors open at 6:30. Fights start at 7:30. For tickets, call 1-800-2222. 1-800-325-SEAT. That's 1-800-325-7328. Or get them at your local King Supers or Ticket West. Hurry, because the tickets won't last long. Plus, Shagman Officer Odell will be there giving away free autographed Rockies hats and other free stuff. We'll see you out there at Red and Jerry's at Oxford and Santa Fe tomorrow night. And maybe I'll bump into you at Rockies, because I'm headed out there today to visit my friends, and they are my friends, and I'm very proud to get on there and talk about them. They have the largest selection of clean late model vehicles, including 07s, in all of Colorado. Just virtually anything you want, they've got it, and they've got the matching down, too, up to $1,500. You put down $1,005, they'll put down $1,005, and you got $3,000 towards your next vehicle. Check out the inventory online at RockiesAutos.com, or get out there and see them in person, and see my friends Tom and Marv Al Shearer and Fred Labrato and Jim Monroe and Gerard Menard and Johnny Mays and all of the folks, Spanky Hurer, all the folks who work out at Rockies. They're good people, and it's a great place to buy a car. Mary and I have now had our car that we got there, the last one we got there. We've had it now over a year, and, man, it has really done well this winter. And it hardly ever sees a gas pump, too, which is pretty cool. Rockies Autos, they've got it all. Check them out at one convenient location, corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Hi, this is Ed Schultz with Dr. Blanchett from Front Range Preventive Imaging to talk to you about technology that could help save the life of someone you love. Dr. Blanchett?
Thanks, Ed. Did you know that lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death in both men and women? One-third of cancer deaths are due to lung cancer. 90% of lung cancers are found in people exposed to cigarette smoke. Historically, lung cancer has had a high mortality rate, with only a 5% long-term survival. In a recent study, 31,000 subjects underwent CT lung screening. Those diagnosed with lung cancer by CT screening demonstrated a better than 80% long-term survival. Priced at $245, a CT lung scan is a great value. Ask your doctor if a CT lung scan would be right for you. For more information, call Front Range Preventive Imaging today at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
On the next Ed Schultz Show.
Valerie Plame finally gets her turn to speak publicly about the CIA leak case. We'll give you the latest details on the House hearing. Governor Schwarzenegger in California has moved California's presidential primary to Super Tuesday. What does this mean? Now that 20 states will vote on February 5th, and the heat continues to rise over the firing of 8 U.S. attorneys. Can the attorney general survive?
Ed Schultz, today at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Six minutes after 7 o'clock. Wow, who is that? That's loud. Or am I getting old? High today is 66, mostly sunny. Wow, Sean Turcos, I'm getting old. Yeah, you got it. That's what it's all about.
I'm pretty sure it's Green Day.
That is Green Day. I got a frightening instant message from a guy. See, this shows you really, I don't even know what to say about this. Check this out. This is from Chuck. This refers to last hour's conversation about Alberto Gonzalez. Jay, do you realize that the enemy combatants you so desperately want to protect under Sharia law, they would cut your head off in a minute? Chuck, P.S., dig deep and be honest. Do you think anything will change when Hillary is elected? Well, Chuck, and I sent you an email to the same effect, we don't live under Sharia law. We live under the Constitution of the United States. And you ought to go read the Bill of Rights. And then you ought to thank God every day you've got it, and the people fought enough of it to come up with it in the first place, and then die for it. While you sit at your computer making the same argument, basically, that Adolf Hitler makes, Fidel Castro has made, and numerous other authoritarian people throughout the years, that you have to trade in your civil liberties in order to get security. Because, you see, under the Bush administration, Mr. Gonzalez, American citizens can be declared enemy combatants, which means, Chuck, that they can come arrest you. Okay? And if you want to see evidence of this, look at the Jose Padilla trial, who sits in Miami. And I don't even want to use the word trial because he hasn't gotten there yet. And I don't support Hillary Clinton. I'll vote for her if she gets the nomination because I'm a Democrat. And there are some things she says I like, and there's a lot of things she says I don't like. I support Obama. But what's your point in this, Chuck? Is your point that because some of those enemy combatants may be guilty, that then we ought to turn around and conduct ourselves in the same manner as them? Is that what you're trying to say? How about the 15-year-old kids we're holding there? And others. What about them? Because you see, Chuck, and I don't mean to preach, but listen very carefully what I'm about to say. If you want to stand up to the rest of the world, if you want to stand up to Ahmadinejad, if you want to stand up to the North Koreans, if you want to stand up to the rest of the world, and you want to talk about rights, and you want to talk about democracy, and you want to preach all that stuff, then guess what, Chuck? Best place to start is right here at home. Let's start fulfilling it. Or, to put it simply, stop talking about your neighbor's lawn, mow your own. All right, we got some folks who want to talk about Gonzalez. If you want to get on this and talk about Alberto Gonzalez, and you want to talk about Alberto Gate, 303-713-7600. And Elaine, Tim, and others, hang on. I'll get to your calls coming up. Right now, Gina will check traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Well, it was pretty much a mess along the Boulder Turnpike this morning due to that terrible head-on crash that shut down eastbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike approaching Wadsworth. You're going to be detoured there and forced south on Wadsworth. At that point, you can get back on the turnpike at Church Ranch, or you can do what a lot of motorists are doing and get onto eastbound I-70. Pretty heavy congestion now on that stretch approaching I-25. Westbound lanes of the turnpike continue to struggle as well. Traffic crawling and normal congestion right now. Southbound 25 into downtown, northbound 225, I lift to Mississippi. Weather today, sunny.
Hi, I'm Mike Miller, owner of Basil Dock's Pizza. I want to tell you about absolutely, positively the best pizza, Basil Dock's Pizza. Established in 1996 here in Denver's Washington Park neighborhood, we've been winning awards ever since. At Basil Dock's, pizza making is an art we're passionate about. Basil Dock's uses all natural ingredients. Here's an incentive for you to experience Basil Dock's Pizza. Mention you heard this ad and you'll get a complimentary organic house salad with a side of our signature balsamic vinaigrette. Check us out at BasilDock'sPizza.com.
Sunday night, Lifetime. Got new blood. Ex-cop.
What do you think caused these marks on his neck?
Ex-boyfriend.
I don't want to hear that you're back out there chasing vampires.
Ex-human.
He gave me a vibe. Out of me now.
There's a love triangle.
This is going to take some getting used to.
Private Eye Vicki Nelson is living two lives. Which one will suck her in?
This is a world you know nothing about.
Sink your teeth into Blood Ties. Lifetime's new original series. Sunday night at 10, 9 central on Lifetime.
In the city of brotherly love, plans were unveiled for a memorial to George Washington's presidential house. But those plans never mention a secret buried for 200 years. You have to walk over Washington's slave quarters. Discover the story behind the secret. Come see Curious Theater Company's world premiere of A House with No Walls by Thomas Gibbons. Performances Thursday through Sunday. Mention Air America and get two tickets for just $28. Call 303-623-0524. Remember, half-price tickets at 303-623-0524.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So you're looking for a used car, but it all seems so confusing.
Why not make it easy?
Go to CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all make and all models, right on your screen. And right here in Denver, all with special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we've got what you're looking for and at a great price. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
If your family is planning a road trip, you need help from Radio Shack. Our sales associates will show you the modern marvels that make traveling fun. like a portable DVD player that turns noisy kids into traveling angels. MP3 players with FM transmitters and cool cases that make Dad listen and not sing. And a GPS receiver so even he knows where he's going. For the wonders of technology that help you get the most out of your road trips, it's your neighborhood Radio Shack.
If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-900-4409. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-900-4409. That's 1-800-900-4409.
The Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies like Icon Laser Center, Wellness Spa on Fifth Avenue, and Computer Superheroes. Go to am760.net today and learn more about how you can support progressive talk. AM 760.
Welch's 100% grape juice has powerful antioxidants. One independent study just ranked Welch's 100% grape juice the number one beverage for antioxidant capacity per serving among 1,000 foods tested. Get more antioxidants in your diet. Drink Welch's 100% grape juice.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Steely Dan. Group name derived from the William Burroughs novel, Naked Lunch. 7:35, 35 minutes after 7 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today 66. Mostly sunny. Jay Marvin here. And we're talking about Alberto Gonzalez and this whole thing. 303-713-7600. Jay, you're going to talk about this all morning. You've been doing it since 6 o'clock. Aren't we going to do something else in the show? Yes, we are. But I guess I'm obsessed with this. By the way, word today is that Alberto Gonzalez may go to Capitol Hill today to present his case. So he's going to go with no subpoena. How about that? Elaine in Aurora, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
I wanted to reiterate what you said, and I think people don't realize this. My understanding is that anyone, United States citizens or non, can be considered enemy combatants.
Yep, that's right.
And the person who decides if you are is George W. Bush.
That's also so.
Now, I don't think people understand that, and I think they really need to think about that before they start saying how enemy combatants could be treated. The other thing I wanted to bring up, Janet Reno may have made mistakes and may have been wrong, but she knew what her job was, which is to serve the country, not to kiss the lower posterior of the president. And so she had many disagreements with President Clinton. And this, you know, Gonzalez has no idea what his job is supposed to be.
Yeah, well, I agree. He's in over his head. And it's obvious that he's supposed to be the people's lawyer.
That's
but
right.
What it turns out is he's the president's lawyer and always has been. And then the other thing is the example that Mark in Denver gave last hour about her, and he's a good guy. We get crossways sometimes, but he's basically a decent human being. No, he is a decent human being. You could debate Ruby Ridge and Waco. Now, my stance on that is, on both of those cases, is that she did what she thought she had to do in executing the law of the United States. We can, or the laws. We can go in and debate whether she did the right thing, the wrong thing, whatever. And anytime you have any kind of law enforcement action like that in those two cases, you're always going to have people who are going to come forward and they're going to criticize. They're going to say, well, this was wrong and we shouldn't have done this and blah, blah, blah. You get that all the time. That's part of living in this country, and it's part of being American. We all have different feelings about these things. But the fact is that she never, ever, ever called any federal prosecutor and pushed them to do anything on political lines, nor did any member, Democratic member of Congress, that you and I are aware of. And these are the differences, and this business about, well, all presidents do this. Well, yeah, when they first come into office, but not after they've been around for 6 years.
Not trying to cover up other things that have happened so that they won't come out into the light.
And I'll tell you something else, too. The reason that the White House is in trouble, the reason that Gonzalez is in trouble, the reason that the GOP support for him is starting to crumble, and this is the thing that the right-wing talkers won't tell you, is because basically what Gonzalez and what Rove and what Myers and what Sampson and what all of those folks did was they basically turned around to their own party's senators and said to them, we don't really care what you think. We don't care how you feel. We're going to do what we want to do. And those people are mad, and they have a right to be mad.
Well, that's what they've done about everything.
Yeah,
I mean, that's just
exactly.
An example.
Exactly. But this violates a longstanding mechanism in this country about home rule. So you've got members of the GOP that are angry about this, and they have a right to be angry because what they did is blatantly wrong, no matter how much Bill O'Reilly, no matter how much Rush Limbaugh, no matter how much Hannity and the rest of these people spin this, it's wrong.
That's right.
And right. Now Gonzalez is going to pay for it.
Well, and he's another fall guy in a way.
Yes.
Because the people who really did it, like Rove and Bush, are getting it off again.
That's exactly right. Well, Bush and Rove and the rest of them are going to throw Gonzalez under the bus in order to save themselves.
How many more people are they going to throw under the bus?
As many as they have
beginning
to.
Beginning of it, yep.
As many as they have to, because that's their modus operandi. And I laughed yesterday when Patrick Leahy said, I'm tired of not getting any cooperation, and if these folks don't show up, I'm paraphrasing him, I'm going to issue subpoenas. And Arlen Specter stands up and says, well, I would give them a chance to show up first before I started talking about subpoenas. And what I think Patrick Leahy should have done is he should have said to my honorable colleague, or whatever flowery language they use, can you please cite me an example of when the administration has cooperated?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think Garland Spector could have given one.
Come up with one, exactly.
No, because they don't cooperate.
Nope, not a bit.
Elaine, thanks.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's go to Tim in Longmont. Tim, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. Hadn't called since actually before the election. You know, wanted to talk about Gonzalez and a little bit too about the if we could about the vote in the Senate on Iraq yesterday.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Yeah, the Gonzalez thing. I think you and the previous caller hit it exactly on the head. The W wants to do what W wants to do. Sometimes I think it's Cheney who really has this vision of the imperial, all omnipotent. You know, dictatorial president, you know, who just does anything he wants to.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah, because Cheney is a product of the Nixon administration. And after Nixon had to go, if people go back and look at this, Gerald Ford was terribly, terribly, terribly crippled. And so was the presidency. And so Cheney has this idea that anything the president does is fine because that's the prerogative of his office. And he does believe in a unitary executive, and the problem is he's wrong.
Well, yeah, it's basically fascist.
And Karl Rove, Karl Rove's deal is that everything that the administration does has to have a political point to it. Example being that Howard Feynman pointed out last night on Hardball, which I think is an excellent point, is that Karl Rove looks down the terrain, and as Feynman says, and looks towards 08 and says, this would be a good idea. Let's put an ally in the federal prosecutor's chair in Arkansas. So if Hillary ends up being the nominee,
sure. Oh, yeah.
then he can go dig up dirt on her.
Oh, yeah, exactly. So we can work it.
Right, which is, no, that's blatantly wrong.
Well, clearly to these guys, morals don't matter. Or, you know, I mean...
No, they don't.
You know, speaking of which, just one other maybe bizarre sort of thought. You know, I wish it would be the case that every time the Senate voted to keep the troops in forever, keep American young men and women over there in harm's way so that they, you know, get killed, so that they get maimed. We make them give a body part. We'll be nice. We'll start with fingers. Once the fingers on your left hand are done, we'll work up your arm. You keep voting, we keep chopping. You know, put some skin in the game yourself, fools. But they don't want to. They don't want to. They want to put people in harm's way, but they're above it.
Well, I love Wayne Allard's quote. He says this basically means the president wins. He's going to keep his ability to manage those troops as he sees fit. I've resisted every attempt for Congress to micromanage the war. Now, micromanage is their latest buzzword. The other word that they used to use was slow bleed. And then they had one before that. It was cut and run. So now the word is micromanage. And nobody here is talking about micromanaging the war. Wayne Allard needs to really come into the Colorado sunshine and face up to the truth and start talking like a guy who, you know, who's prepared to face what's really happening here.
Oh.
They're not telling. Micromanaging would mean that you would get General Petraeus on the phone,
mm-hmm.
and you would say to him, well, instead of going into Sadr City, I think you should go to Basra.
Right, exactly.
Okay, that's what micromanagement is. But
don't do it today, do it tomorrow instead.
Right, but defining the mission of the war and defining what this is all about and trying to find an exit strategy out of this absurd situation is not micromanagement. And today there is news that Petraeus is saying he needs 3,000 more troops.
Oh, well, that's the whole thing about too little, too late. And, you know, these guys, instead of actually trying to get the job done, which I think actually the American people would have rallied around. You know what I'm saying? If we would have said, once we got in there, oh, crap, you know, ended up screwing up the country, electrical, you know, water, sanitation, all that sort of stuff, you know what I mean? Oh, man, we better get a Marshall Plan going here, we kind of thing. You know, we better really get on this, really get this fixed, really. You know what I'm saying? If that would have happened 3 years ago, we would have been behind them. But they stalled, and they denied, and they, you know...
Well, they put people in charge of all of that stuff who had no business being in charge of it, and they took people who were young interns and people who were coughed out of the Heritage Foundation and other places and sent them over
there. Yeah, I've got a nephew who's like that, who's in Washington.
All right, well, what do they know? What, you know, what is a guy working on policy at the Heritage Foundation, what does he know about restoring water and electricity? He doesn't know anything. And then here's the other thing. Bremer goes in there. You know this. Bremer goes in there, and he says to everybody in the Iraqi army, oh, you're fired. Oh, by the way, take your weapons with you, and we don't really care what you do for pay. We don't give a damn whether you starve or not. See you get lost. Well, what do hungry people have a tendency to do? Get violent.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, clearly we had absolutely no plan for what was really going to go on there.
No, because these people are incompetent. They are incompetent, and they refuse to own up to what has happened, and that's why we're in the shape we're in. And now we cannot fix it because it's unfixable, man. I mean, yesterday, there are two headlines this morning in the Washington Post. Dig this. One of the headlines says, U.S. troops, I'm paraphrasing it, patrol Sadr City without any resistance, with ease. Then right below it, it says, 5 soldiers killed by suicide bomber. Okay, you know what they're going to do? They're not going to cause trouble in Baghdad. They're going to go to other parts of Iraq and cause trouble.
Exactly.
And then when we shift to go to there, then they're going to come back and start trouble again.
Doesn't this sound like Vietnam?
Frighteningly so. Thanks, man. I appreciate the call.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, have a good day. Have a good weekend. Two lines open at 303-713-7600-747. 47 minutes after the hour, the highly political, highly partisan, highly charged Jay Marvin this morning. And I've just been hot about all this stuff since last night. Jay, where's your sense of humor? Why don't you laugh?
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So, your kid's heading to college and you need a reliable used car. Why not make it easy? Visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs all right here in Denver. Check out the great selection of low-mileage program vehicles, many with remaining factory warranty and special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are, we have what you're looking for at a great price. It's easy. CheaperAutos.com. Best car
prices anywhere.
Problem. No, there are issues right now for the metro area. We're looking pretty good around Denver. Looks like it's going to be one of those Friday light days. Weather today, mostly sunny, breezy, and warm. Looking for a high of 64. Tonight, clear and 37. Right now, it's fair and 30 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
It's Tom Hartman.
The next Tom Hartman program, Senator Bernie Sanders is with us. Brunch with Bernie, taking your calls as he does every Friday at noon. Bernie Sanders, neither a Democrat nor a Republican, the independent from Vermont. Helen Caldicott is here telling us what kind of weapons the United States is developing for outer space. That and more, and your calls, right here on the Tom Hartman program, the radio support group for We the People.
After Jay, it's Tom Hartman on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
7:48, 48 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And this month I get to say happy birthday to my friends at Select Comfort. That's right, the Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort turns 20 this month. For 20 years, the Sleep Number bed has been leading the way in improving sleep for all of us. Millions of people across the country have discovered what a difference the Sleep Number bed can make. And I know this bed is the answer for a better night's sleep because Mary and I have it, and we've had it now for eight, nine years and just love it and miss it when we don't use it. With the Sleep Number bed, you are in control about how firm or how soft your mattress will be by simply adjusting your sleep number. This means that a better, more comfortable bed and a more deeper quality sleep is right there for you. You don't have to settle for an old-fashioned inner spring mattress or a one-size-fits-all space foam bed. Now you can truly personalize your mattress and your sleep every single night. Dual air chambers and a Sleep Number bed offer you the best option and comfort with reduced pressure points. Plus, each side of the bed adjusts independently, so each of you can have your own Sleep Number. And unlike most other mattresses, Sleep Number beds come with a 20-year limited warranty, a 30-night in-home trial, and have been named Consumer Digest Best Buy and are backed by the Good Housekeeping Seal. Join Select Comfort for their 20th birthday sale, and you'll get a gift. Visit a Select Comfort store today and ask about the biggest savings of the year on all Sleep Number beds. You can save up to $275. See a Select Comfort store for complete details, and we got plenty of them. Select Comfort stores are located in 11 major malls, including Southwest Plaza, Flatiron Crossing, Colorado Mills, and the brand-new location at Southlands Mall and Northfield at Stapleton. That's one of the reasons why I never give Mary grief before bedtime, because given the choice of sleeping on the couch or sleeping in the Sleep Number bed, I'll say yes and take the Sleep Number bed every time.
Is credit card debt making your life miserable? Are you tired of harassing phone calls and struggling to make ends meet? You may qualify for a little-known program through Debt Consultants of America. This program allows you to pay back only a small portion of the credit card debt you owe.
In fact, up to 60% of your credit card debt could be completely wiped clean.
It's a proven program, and the best part is Debt Consultants of America does all the work.
You don't have to pay back a penny of the debt they settle for you.
So grab all your credit card statements and call for a free, no-obligation consultation.
Their friendly counselors will give you all the details.
Call 800-768-6113.
That's 800-768-6113.
You need to have $10,000 in credit card debt to qualify for this program. For your free, no-obligation consultation, please call us at 800-768-6113. Call now, 800-768-6113.
I'm Jim Dietforst, owner of Cotman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you're in need of a reliable, honest quote or service on your vehicle, come see us at Cotman Transmission today. You might be surprised at how different we do business. We pride ourselves on giving our customers the very best quality service, so you'll never feel like a number when you're here. At Cotman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime at 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
The Joneses like things fast. They use Zantac. It's fast, like last night after dinner.
Oh, heartburn? Painful.
Zantac. Thank you. And then later.
Better? Completely. Zantac's fast.
The Joneses know Zantac quickly relieves the toughest heartburn. And more, like before the Joneses family barbecue.
Ribs?
Heartburn.
Zantac.
Hurt?
Prevents.
Amazing.
Zantac's fast.
Zantac before a meal prevents heartburn. Zantac after a meal quickly stops heartburn. Maximum strength Zantac. It's
fast.
Uses directed, controls heartburn in 30 to 60 minutes.
We haven't exchanged hellos.
You couldn't spot me in a crowd.
I'm not someone you've known for years. But when I get the call,
I will be there for you.
Volunteer to help the Red Cross. When you help the American Red Cross, you help America. Contact your local chapter or visit redcross.org today.
Making progress before you get to work. With Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
After the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Mostly sunny. High today, 66. Thanks for being with us. It's Friday. Jay Marvin here, and it's good to be able to cover the bases with you. Let's go to Steve in Denver. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. I wanted you to give me a laugh today. You know, I know that with all this coming down with Gonzalez and Roe, that, you know, there is a real possibility that somebody's going to get caught up in perjury if they're going in front of the Congress under oath. And, you know, the thing is, I think the American people are really seeing the writing on the wall that no matter who gets prosecuted in this administration, the possibility of parole of a pardon is very real. And what I'm asking is that after it's all said and done and this administration goes away, do you think there's, in the back rooms, there's talk of overseeing everything that's been done by this administration and possibly trying to prosecute them after the fact?
Well, that's a really good question. I don't think they will. I think that Bush, Cheney, Rove, maybe, but I don't know how far this whole thing will go. I think the majority of them will get out unscathed. I think Alberto Gonzalez could have a problem. He could have a problem in a couple areas. And one of them is that he blatantly perjured himself under oath. I believe he was under oath, and he may not have been, so I don't know. I have to check that. But I believe if he was under oath, yes, he was under oath during his confirmation hearing, in which he said he wouldn't do this. And if he blatantly perjured himself, then it would be up to Congress to go after him. And one of the things that people don't get, which I keep trying to harp on, I'm not the only one, David Sirota has done this too, is that we want all these things to happen, but the problem is that we don't have the votes in the Senate to make this work. So it'd be very, very tough at this point, unless the makeup of the Senate changes, and it's not going to because we don't have an election until the last, 08, and then it changes in 09. I just don't see anything. I don't see anything happening. As far as getting in legal trouble, but as far as finding out the stuff that they've done, yes, that stuff's all going to be dragged out.
Well, one thing that would really help me, where I would feel better about this country again is, just doing an audit of all the money, of the expenditures, of all the catastrophes and the wars that have taken place during this administration, including bringing in the CEO that's moving to Dubai from Halliburton. And making them be accountable for all the money that has been spent. If it's all above board, beautiful. But if it's not, I'd love to see them prosecuted.
Well, I think that the federal government can do that. I mean, I think that they can turn around and go after Kellogg, Brown, and Root, which would be Halliburton's subsidiary that dealt with most of this Iraq stuff. And I think that they can definitely do that. I think they can go after other people. That's a different... That falls into a different jurisdiction. That falls into not jurisdiction. That's not the right word. That's a different case than turning around and trying to go after George W. Bush or Dick Cheney or Karl Rove. That's much more difficult to do. But what you're talking about there, about recovering that money, I think that's highly possible. But what needs to happen is that those of us, regardless of what our political stripes are, who don't like the direction of the country and who don't like what the administration's up to, that we make sure that we get out and we change things in 08. And in the House, the Democrats control the House, so they're already looking into stuff. They're already digging. They're into everything, and they're going to keep doing it and trying to get to the bottom of all of this stuff. It's the Senate that... We need to get a bigger margin in. That's where where we need it, and we're not going to have a chance for that until 08.
Well, I think that one guy that is going to oversee the Congress hearings for with Gonzalez,
Patrick Leahy.
Yeah, when he summed it up and he said, he's tired of it. He's tired of the bull. He wants you know, and he doesn't want just kind of dancing around the issues, and he wants them under oath. And if they get their name wrong, you know, they're going to be prosecuted.
Well, I think Patrick Leahy's totally right, and I think if Alberto Gonzalez goes today or next week or whatever the case is, and he gets up there and contradicts himself again under oath, then they ought to go after him. Definitely 100%. Hey, man, thanks for the call.
Thanks, Jay.
All right. Get your game face on. March Madness coming up next, but not in the usual way. Stick around, Unsports fans. After all, I'm not Irvin Joe.
She was the first woman to be named CEO of Paramount Studios. AM 760 and the Denver Post Unique Lives and Experiences welcome Sherry Lansing March 19th at the Buell Theater. For more info and to win or purchase tickets, log on to am760.net.
If you'd like to increase your business with more targeted, more effective advertising, SpotRunner offers an amazing new solution, affordable television advertising.
Nothing has gotten us the exposure or the fact that makes us look as professional as being on television.
At SpotRunner.com, you can get a high-quality television commercial for your business, any budget, anywhere in the United States.
It was not only affordable, it was unbelievable.
SpotRunner.com makes it possible for you to get a highly targeted television advertising campaign at a fraction of the cost, because SpotRunner airs your commercials only in the specific areas where your customers live.
There was no way that my company could have achieved the reach and targeted advertising that we did without SpotRunner.
Primetime advertising, any time of the day, any channel.
Visit SpotRunner.com or call 888-860-SPOT. That's 888-860-SPOT.
We know it is purely the SpotRunner experience that is helping us drive sales.
AM 760
in HD. Hey, Colorado, this is Randy Rhodes, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
Now, Barry, what can we expect to hear?
Frank, lawmakers in the room you are hearing here are trying to find out if the White House properly safeguarded Valerie Plame Wilson's identity before she was outed. She'll tell a House committee intelligence is critical and that the people who gather it must be protected. Don't expect a lot of behind-the-scenes intrigue, her lawyer says. The head of the White House Office of Security also has been called to testify. Live in Washington, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
The conventional wisdom about how to save someone's life was wrong. At least that's what a Japanese study claims. It says giving mouth-to-mouth resuscitation to someone whose heart has stopped beating wastes time better spent on chest compression. The researchers say chest compression alone can double a person's chances of surviving without brain damage. In Ann Arbor, Michigan, Dr. David Janda is skeptical.
Until further studies come out, I'm going to do mouth-to-mouth resuscitation and the chest compressions. And I'm going to try to do them both as vigorously as I can and not favor one over the other.
The top general in Iraq reportedly wants more troops. CBS's Steve Kathan has that.
2 months ago, David Petraeus laid it out for Congress.
The situation in Iraq is dire. The way ahead will be very hard.
And now the Boston Globe reports he's going to ask for another Army Aviation Combat Unit, up to 3,000 more people.
General Petraeus feels that numbers are important to have on your side.
Important in Baghdad and dangerous Anbar province, says CBS News military analyst Mike Lyons. This brings the troop surge closer to 30,000, not the 21,000 as first advertised by the White House.
At the White House, CBS's Bill Plant reports that influential Republicans are saying Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez has to go. Veteran Republican strategist Ed Rollins doesn't see how Gonzalez can survive all the questions over the firing of 8 federal prosecutors.
It's certainly the president's prerogative, but I would argue that he should go. I think at this point in time, they're losing support among Republican senators by the day.
Old man Winter is getting in some last licks. One last big bad storm, as much as a foot and a half of snow in some parts of the east, says CBS News meteorologist George Cullen.
Everybody along the east coast will be affected by the storm. A mixture of rain, sleet, and snow. It's going to be a mess for the next 24 to 48 hours.
Airlines are canceling hundreds of flights. The battle for custody of Anna Nicole Smith's baby girl picks up today in Nassau, the Bahamas. James Nevitt is the lawyer for Smith's companion, Howard K. Stern.
He's the father. Until somebody can come in and prove one of these 10 people we have now, there's a 12 now, that claim they're the father, they got to come in with their DNA and prove they're the father. Nobody's done that.
The person who gets custody of the child also gets control of the million she might inherit. In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrials are up 18 points. NASDAQ is up 3. This is CBS News.
Tiger Balm presents football superstar Jerry Rice.
Foxtrot.
I can't believe I'm dancing with Jerry Rice.
I can't believe dancing is as hard as playing wide receiver.
Tango.
I'm sorry.
You okay?
Yeah. How do you manage all the aches and pain?
Tiger Balm.
Really?
Tiger Balm works fast and lasts a long time.
Samba.
Oh, sorry. I'm such a klutz.
Maybe we should stop.
Nope. Just get me some Tiger Balm.
You sure?
Just get me the Tiger Balm.
If you suffer from aches and pains, go for the balm. Tiger Balm. Now in a convenient, easy-to-apply patch. At drugstores, mass discount stores, supermarkets, and health food stores everywhere.
Paula Sela is a real Geico customer, not an actor. So to help tell her story, we hired that announcer guy from the movies.
When the storm hit, both our cars were totally underwater.
In a world where both of our cars were totally underwater,
we thought it would take forever to get some help.
But a new wind was about to blow.
With Geico, we had our check in 2 days.
Payback. This time, it's for real.
Geico. Real service, real savings.
Brought to you by Aetna Small Business Solutions.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. The American Civil Liberties Union has now filed a lawsuit for those two Denver residents who claimed they were illegally kicked out of an appearance by President Bush because they had a bumper sticker on their car saying no blood for oil. They claim White House staffers ordered their ejection. It's now the law. Colorado hospitals have to tell rape victims about the availability of emergency contraception. Signed into law by the governor yesterday, the new law is being hailed by pro-choice groups who call it the first pro-choice legislation enacted by the state legislature in 8 years. Democrat Senator Betty Boyd says it took 5 years to get that bill signed into law after conservative Republicans blocked previous efforts. She calls it a great day for women. An independent Denver police monitor appointed by Mayor Hickenlooper has found that officers generally handle complaints fairly. The report author, Richard Rosenthal, says citizens don't share that view despite efforts to make everything the cops do more transparent. He says with so few complaints sustained, it's going to take years to change the perception of angry citizens. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. No change in conditions really along the Boulder Turnpike. Westminster Police still investigating that head-on, but it looks like they're in the final cleanup, so it could reopen soon. Eastbound side of the Boulder Turnpike remains closed at Wadsworth. That's where you'll be forced off. You can hop back on at Church Ranch. Expect some delays, primarily westbound, from all the curiosity slowing. Eastbound I-70 jammed out of Wheat Ridge toward I-25. We have a stall block in the right lane northbound 25 north of Invesco and a rollover at Hamden and Sheridan. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, sunny, breezy, and warm with a high of 64. Right now, mostly sunny and 30. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Drive into Sonic for their supersonic breakfast burrito. Eggs, cheese, sausage, onions, tomatoes, jalapenos, and tater tots. It's everything.
Interest rates are still at historic lows, so now is the perfect time to refinance at LendingTree. When banks compete, you win. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing.
In $100, PC Answers will come to your home or office and solve your computer problems.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit them at PC-Answers.com.
The University of Colorado is looking for healthy women and men age 18 to 40 to participate in a sleep study. Participants receive a free medical screening and up to $2,350 for your time. Call 303-735-1923 or email sleep.study@colorado.edu.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin
on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
It's after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 66, mostly sunny skies. Is there any truth to the rumor that Powers Booth is Dick Cheney? Or that Dick Cheney is Powers Booth? Okay.
Powers Booth is kind of a portrayal of Dick Cheney. Watched it last night, and I mean, it is unbelievable. If you haven't seen it, Jay, it's you got to check it out because Powers Booth does an awesome job in this. And I don't know, I haven't seen him around in any kind of film or show in a long time, but I mean, the parallels are just ridiculous.
Yeah, speaking of shows and speaking of stuff like that, we're going to talk about movies coming up. I want to talk a little bit here about March Madness because, once again, I have to readily admit to you that I don't follow it. I'm not enthused by it. I've never been enthused by it. I've never been enthused by basketball, nor have I ever been enthused by college basketball. And I thought about this the other day. Maybe the reason that I appear to be, that you can make a case that I'm anti-sports, which I'm not, is because, oh, now John Turk's going, yes, yes, you are. Well, see, John Turk for years worked as a sports producer until he got political and hooked up with me. I'm not anti-sport. You know what it is? I'll tell you exactly what it is. I don't identify with it and don't connect to it because I was never any good at it as a kid. So when all the other kids were encouraged to get into sports, basketball, baseball, all that stuff, I rejected it. The only sports I ever liked as a kid was soccer, which I think was something that was just played like in Southern California at that time. I don't know. Maybe if you grew up in Florida, maybe they played it there. Or Arizona. Maybe here, too. Anywhere where there's warm weather. Soccer. Boxing. Which I no longer follow. And some motorsports, which I stopped following and then picked back up and then following again. But other than that, and baseball, because when I was a kid, every kid was into the Dodgers. They used to do something in school, which I'm sure they don't do anymore, but they used to do this. When the Dodgers would make the playoffs and the World Series, we were allowed to watch the game in school. Now, I'm sure you can't do that anymore. I'm sure that doesn't go on. But we were allowed to watch the game because it was that big of a deal. And especially if the playoffs were between the Dodgers and the Giants, then it was a huge thing. Then it was even bigger than life. And you had kids who had moved to Southern California from Northern California, and it would get, you know, it'd get pretty vocal. They'd get real vocal.
It still is. That's still a nasty rivalry, the Giants and Dodgers.
Yeah, but I don't think here, at least in Colorado.
No, we don't have rivalry like that. But, no, I know what you're talking. My dad grew up in Southern California, you know, in the mid-50s, 50s to 60s, and he said the same thing as you. I mean, everything was, you know, L.A. Dodgers baseball.
No, what I was going to say is if the Rockies made the playoffs and were in the playoffs and then they were going to the World Series, do you think in Colorado the school systems would go to fifth graders, sixth graders, fourth graders, high school students and say, okay, you can go to room so-and-so and watch the games?
I think they might. I think it'd be a pretty big deal. You know, if their team made the World Series, maybe not the first few, you know, series, but if they made the championship games, yeah, definitely. I think that, you know, some schools would probably let them watch it.
Now, I wonder if parents would be okay with that. I don't know.
I'm trying to remember. I was in high school when the Rockies first came here, you know, when they got the franchise. And they did the very first game, because it was a day game over at Mile High Stadium. And they had a classroom where you could go to and watch the first game during school. And I remember, and that was like, what, 1993, I believe? 1992 or 93?
All right, so John Turk says maybe they will. Okay. But here's my point. So I'm not connected to March Madness. I'm not connected to college sports. Now, John McCain introduced a bill several years ago that would outlaw wagering on college sports. Now, it's kind of funny. If you go to John McCain's website, what do you think he has up there? March Madness brackets. So you can pick teams, and the person who gets closest, or how many people get close, they win John McCain stuff, like shirts and hats and all of that. Okay, so he stands up and says you shouldn't gamble. There should be no wagering on college sports. And then he's turning around and he's doing it on his website. Well, you could also make a case, though, that he's not really being hypocritical because you can enter for free and you don't have to pay anything, where if you wager, then you're giving over money. But here's the question I want to know. I want to know two questions out of you, and only you can answer this because I don't know what the answer is. And we were speculating about this off the air yesterday and the day before, because John Turk, who produces this show, who was just talking, he is a huge, and I mean a huge, March Madness fan. All right, how many of you watch the basketball games during the day at work? How much lost productivity is going on because people are looking at March Madness? Also, do you think it's ethical, because you can do it in Las Vegas, and I assume you can do it in Atlantic City, and I assume you can do it in Reno. Do you think it's ethical to bet on college sports? Should college sports, like college basketball, for instance, should it be treated in the same way that professional sports is treated? Because you know people wager on professional sports and the outcomes of professional sports all the time. And I've been in Las Vegas a couple of times when, for instance, the Super Bowl is going on, and the sports bet windows and the sports or book area is jammed with people who are watching the games and partying away, and I would assume that a lot of those people that are there, I mean, I assume that what they're doing is, I assume that they're wagering, they're gambling. Now, I'm not going to sit here and tell you I've never wagered on a game, because I have. And my example is, this is the last time I wagered. When Tony La Russa was managing the White Sox, and this was back in the day when Carlton Fisk was playing for them, so that shows you how far back that goes, and they got into the playoffs against the Baltimore Orioles, you're damn right, okay? I was in Las Vegas. I went to the sportsbook window. I wagered on the White Sox. So I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I've never done that. But by and large, I have no connection to March Madness. I don't know what goes on with this. And I wonder how many people watch it both at work and you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing, which I personally don't care whether you goof off or not at work. I say workers, the world, relax. But I want to know if this is going on. Plus, I also want to know if you think it's ethical to bet on college teams. Is it ethical to bet on the CU Buffs? Is that ethical? Would it be right to bet on college teams? And do we look at college sports as being really like pro sports? Because it's a business, right? And we have the same feelings towards... Well, see, I shouldn't say that. I shouldn't say we, because I don't know. Do you have the same feelings towards those athletes that you do towards pros? And so, when March Madness starts and all this goes on, so what you do is you watch it at work, you follow it, you get brackets, you bet, you wager in Vegas, you wager with your friends, or wherever. Do you do all that? Because I know there are March Madness pools going on all over the place. And every once in a while, I get somebody to come up to me and say, hey, got your brackets? Got your March Madness? And I'll say to them, no. No, really, I don't. I'm more interested in the outcome of the 12 hours at Sebring. But college sports is like big business, isn't it? I mean, I would look at it as being that way. I would look at it as being big business, but maybe I'm wrong about that, too.
Oh, there's huge television contracts to be had in college sports.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, that's the whole thing, is these college athletes don't get paid. And, you know, there's lots of money being thrown in casinos, on sports books all around the country and the world. And they get the TV contracts, but the kids get nothing, as in professional sports. You know, they have these huge inflated contracts. So, You know, I don't have a problem with betting on college sports, as long as you're not involved.
Well, in other words, if you don't do what Pete Rose did, is that what you're saying? Like you bet on your own team, which he says he did every night.
Sport.
Okay, so if you play it, you can't be involved in wagering. Or when Michael Jordan admitted that he had gone someplace and had bet on the Bulls in the playoffs or whatever, and admitted it in public.
Yeah. I mean, he's betting on his own team. Well, if you take a look at Rick Neuheisel, who was the coach up here at University of Colorado, he went to the University of Washington, and he got involved in some March Madness college basketball pool that he had through his office, through the athletic department office there. And I think that was one of the reasons he ultimately lost his job at the University of Washington in football, was because he was betting on basketball. So, they don't like people on the inside to be betting on college sports.
All right. The third question I want to tack on here, too, is can you please explain the fascination with this to me? To March Madness, can you explain the fascination with all of this to me and the fascination with college athletics? And granted, if you call me and say, well, I follow CU or I follow UCLA or I follow Arizona State because I went there, all right, I'll understand that. But I'm talking about everybody being engrossed in this. Also, if you drive around and you look at various restaurants that serve liquor and places, bars, they have marquees. They've got all this March Madness stuff all over the place. So I want to break this down and try to get an insight into what's going on here and whether you think it's okay to bet on college athletics and what the fascination is with all of this. What am I missing here? Because I must be missing something. 303-713-7600. So if you're politically committed and you're a junkie for news, but your big thing is, well, it's March Madness. Then I want you to get on the phone, get off your half moons, get on the phone, and explain to me what the deal is here. And if you also want to be honest enough to call me and tell me that you wager on this, I'd like to know if you think this is all right and your view of college athletics. Because
Tony LaMonica for Advantage Funding. For the lowest closing costs and best rate on a home loan, do what I did. Call Advantage Funding. Advantage Funding is the original mortgage lender on Tom Martino's exclusive referral list. They are a direct lender, so there are no added broker fees or points and no surprises at closing. Check interest rates and closing costs daily at 303homeloan.com. You can apply online day or night. I've referred friends and family, and they were amazed at the savings. Call 303homeloan or go to 303homeloan.com today.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So you're looking for a used car, but it all seems so confusing.
Why not make it easy?
Go to CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all make and all models, right on your screen. And right here in Denver, all with special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we've got what you're looking for and at a great price. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Hi, I'm Mike Miller, owner of Basil Dock's Pizza. I want to tell you about absolutely, positively the best pizza, Basil Dock's Pizza. Established in 1996 here in Denver's Washington Park neighborhood, we've been winning awards ever since. At Basil Dock's, pizza making is an art we're passionate about. Basil Dock's uses all natural ingredients. Here's an incentive for you to experience Basil Dock's Pizza. Mention you heard this ad and you'll get a complimentary organic house salad with a side of our signature balsamic vinaigrette. Check us out at BasilDock'sPizza.com.
It can actually be easier for youngsters to buy drugs and alcohol. If we don't get directly involved in our kids' lives, if we don't notice changes in their personalities or activities, we take a risk of losing them. And never assume that a good kid always knows the right thing to do. Great advice from Kales Investments in Denver. That's Kales Investments, celebrating 20 years of serving our community.
We haven't exchanged hellos.
You couldn't spot me in a crowd.
I'm not someone you've known for years. But when I get the call,
I will be there for you.
Volunteer to help the Red Cross. When you help the American Red Cross, you help America. Contact your local chapter or visit redcross.org today.
Hello?
Hey,
honey. Sorry to bother you at work. Have you seen my keys?
Where are you? In the den?
Yeah.
Did you look behind the neatly stacked Benjamins?
Yes.
What about in the coffee table drawer next to the crumbled wad of tens?
The green ones? I checked there.
Okay. Go to the kitchen.
Okay.
You see that high pyramid of rolls of quarters on top of the fridge?
Near the cashier's checks?
No, further back. Near the moolah and the extra scratch.
Oh, got it. Thanks.
You have more money lying around the house than you realize. Play the eBay What's It Worth game and see the value of your stuff. You'll have a chance to win a $100 eBay gift certificate. First-time sellers receive 3 free eBay listings. And the U.S. Postal Service makes it easier than ever. Get free boxes, online postage printing, even schedule free package pickup. Whatever it is, you can sell it on eBay.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Sweepstakes runs March 15th through March 24th, 2007, during which time insertion fees only are waived for the first 3 listings. Open to legal U.S. residents 18 or older who are registered members of eBay.com.
On the next Ed Schultz Show.
Valerie Plame finally gets her turn to speak publicly about the CIA leak case. We'll give you the latest details on the House hearing. Governor Schwarzenegger in California has moved California's presidential primary to Super Tuesday. What does this mean? Now that 20 states will vote on February 5th, and the heat continues to rise over the firing of 8 U.S. attorneys. Can the attorney general survive?
Ed Schultz, today at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Don't touch that knob.
Yeah,
24 minutes after 8 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Mostly sunny, high today 66. Jay Marvin in here. Before I go to the March Madness calls at 303-713-7600, and I want to hear from you if you're a rabid match, March Madness fan, or even if you watch college sports of any kind. And I got a bunch of emails from people who are race fans. Yes, 12 hours of Sebring, and also F1 Formula Racing starts. And you got to catch all that this weekend. But I got to read this guy's email again because I can't leave this alone. This is the guy who sent me the email about the Bill of Rights and about Guantanamo. And this is amazing. And I just got to read this. They are not Americans. It is not happening in America. It's war. You see, I'm talking about these people being interned in Guantanamo. Really. Well, if it's war and we're all in a huge sacrifice, how come nobody's sacrificing anything? I'd like to know that, except for the families that have troops over there, and they're the ones that are going through this and have to put up with the burden of it, and certainly the Bush twins don't have to. I'm thankful for the Bill of Rights. I'm also thankful that head choppers won't be able to take it away from us. How about you? As far as I don't know what he says here about Sharia law. You far lefters go hypocritical on Guantanamo issue all day long. I constantly hear, but it could happen here in America. I'm a Buddhist, and I'm watching the head choppers try and impose their will on one of the most peaceful countries in the world, Thailand. Attacks on monks and citizens are on the rise in the country. I hope they get rounded up over there, too. Would you have given Hitler due process or put him down like the dog he was? And just in case you're questioning my belief system, I never said I was a perfect Buddhist. And again, he says, P.S. again, do you think anything will change if Hillary's elected? First of all, I think things will change for the better if any Dem's elected. And second of all, I don't even know how to answer the rest of this. I don't care whether you're a Buddhist or not. And as far as those of us who lean to the left being hypocritical on the Gitmo issue, show me where we're hypocritical. I mean, you don't point that out. And under the laws it sits now, Bush decides who's an enemy combatant and who's not. By the way, does the name Jose Padilla ring a bell? And also, I find it very interesting that you assume, this is this guy Chuck, the Buddhist, I find it interesting that you assume that everybody who's in Guantanamo is guilty. How would you know if they weren't or they were if they have no due process and no trials? And we have cut people loose from there. Who ended up being guilty, but we held them for like 5 years. So once again, are you advocating that we hold people in perpetuity with no due process? That's not my idea of America. That's not my idea of American morals, ethics, or laws. I don't know why I keep getting these same emails from people on the right. I mean, you have a right to your opinion. It's okay with me. But if you're so thankful for the Bill of Rights, Chuck, go ahead and read the Bill of Rights. On March Madness, I thought March Madness was all about the start of Formula One season, and the weather was warm enough for dogs to ride on a motorcycle. Yeah, man, that's what it's about. Who cares about basketball? All right, here's Chris in Centennial. Chris, you're on AM 760, man. Thanks for waiting.
Good morning, Jay. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
Hard to follow up at Guantanamo Bay with a March Madness, but it's just a lot of fun, and it's great. It's kind of like a pure sport because you have these underdogs that can beat the good team sometime, and then I'm in a pool that I've been in for 25 years, and we, you know, we keep in contact with all our buddies that have moved out of state and out of the country. So I just think it's really fun.
All right, do you think it's ethical to bet on college sports?
Sure. I think those college kids are getting their tuition paid, so in a way they're getting paid to go to school.
I mean, the reason I say that is I don't have anything against gambling.
Yeah.
And I don't think gambling should be illegal anywhere.
Right.
But I just wonder about, isn't college athletics like college basketball, isn't that supposed to be kind of in a separate category?
Yeah, it is, but when you have football and basketball, and I'm not so much baseball, but it's more like a farm system for the pros. I mean, at the major schools. So I think those kids are using it as a stepping stone for the pros. I mean...
All right, so should we consider that? But we don't consider them to be pros.
Yeah, you're correct.
Do we?
Yeah, they're definitely not pros. They're amateurs. And that's what I like about March Madness. Some of the kids from the little schools, they get to compete against these people that are going to be pros, and they're obviously they're just going to be in college sports for a year or two, and these kids from the little schools might be able to upset them. It's kind of fun to watch.
All right. How about where you work?
I'm a stay-at-home dad, and so actually it does. My daughters have me on. I can only watch one game while I'm on.
Wait a minute, why is that? Why, what happens? Do they make you turn it off, or they want you to go to Blue's Clues, or what?
No, they're just little kids, and so I don't like to keep them in the house. We don't like to watch a lot of TV. So if like yesterday, Washington State was on, but the coverage was so bad, they didn't show much of the game I wanted to watch. And so, you know, we're doing other stuff. We're playing games while it's going on. But, yeah, I don't keep it on, but I'll put it on the radio. Or you can get streaming audio, so I do that from the computer. And then I get a few more phone calls, and I have to put up with that. But
all right, well.
So, but you've got, you know, you got to get into it, and then you can start rooting for teams. Even, you know, last night Duke lost to VCU, which is, I consider it a pretty big upset, and maybe some people will jump on their bandwagon, and it gives people something to talk about that's not political.
Yeah, and we all need that from time to time, and it took me a long time to learn that, and that's one of the reasons why, other than going to the St. Patrick's Day parade tomorrow, then when I'm done with that, the other thing I'm going to do is I'm going to sit on my fat rear, or my rapidly shrinking rear, and my rapidly shrinking half moons, and I'm going to watch the 12 hours at Sebring.
Good for you.
Plus all the Pink's episodes I have saved up.
Well, good for you. Yeah, you've got to be balanced.
Yeah, you got to have an escape. All right. Hey, Matt, thanks, man.
All right. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too.
All right. Thank you, Jay.
All right. Do you know this? An estimated $1.2 billion is lost in productivity during March Madness. Okay. Who is out there screwing around on the job and watching basketball when what you ought to be doing is doing your work? And does your employer put up with that?
Jay, when you leave here today, just take a look at the park. Just scan the parking lot, because it's usually pretty full when we take off here, about 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, isn't it?
I didn't get out of here yesterday till 1.
Right. Well, it's usually pretty full, isn't it?
Yeah.
Today, you will notice that it's about half full.
Well, where is everybody?
They're out watching these basketball games. And it's not the people that hold, the desk jobs. It's these people that like the subcontractors and... I'm not trying to get anybody in trouble, but salespeople around here, they're all going to be gone watching these basketball games. I guarantee you.
Well, how do you get away with that? What do you say to your employer? I can't come in because I have to watch
meeting with an important client.
We're meeting at Applebee's to discuss, you know, the spring advertising rates. And, you know, they're sitting there at Applebee's and drinking a beer and watching basketball.
Oh, man, can you imagine if we tried that? Let me squeeze one more in here. Let me go to Chris in Centennial. Chris, you're on AM 760. Good morning. I'm sorry, Matt. Go ahead.
Oh, hey.
I call Chris
Jay?
Matt and Matt Chris, and I guess I'm not doing okay. I guess I'm losing it. But go ahead, man.
Just basically wanted to comment on the March Madness, you know. Just I feel that it's just basically all for bragging rights for some of these young kids being, you know, all the other players around the nation. I mean, you have so many great colleges, but once you're making the bid to the NCAA, I think you kind of stand out from other schools, and it comes down to bragging rights. You know, just like the last caller said, Duke lost. VCU now has the bragging rights of being, you know, a lower-seeded team coming in with no chances and knocking off a school like Duke. Maybe Duke didn't have the greatest players this year versus years of past, but they still have those bragging rights.
All right, two quick questions. One, is it okay to wager on college athletics? That's number one. And number two, you got to work for a living, so does it affect your work?
I'd say no, it doesn't really affect my work. I just kind of listen to it on the radio, just like I catch your show. ESPN always shows you the best of the highlights, and I mean, that's usually how I catch. I try not to really watch too much of it unless I have the time to watch it, mainly in the evening. So I don't really make it a big, big deal other than listening to it because I can understand the commentation of what goes on.
All right, so basically what you're saying is you don't go to work and screw around and watch basketball when you should be doing your job. And, all right, what about wagering on college athletics? Are you in any kind of a pool?
Yeah, I'm actually in a couple of pools. I don't think it's wrong. I mean, it is kind of a fortunate thing. They don't really get any money out of it. But, you know, the whole thing to me, I think, is a gamble because you have players who come out straight out of high school, and that's a team taking a gamble on a high school kid. Or you have a freshman who can lead a whole team, just like Melo, to an NCAA who comes out, and it's still a gamble for the NBA to just draft a player like that and give them a lot of money. So, I mean, I think in the end, everybody is going to take a gamble, whether you're going to draft somebody straight out of college or take a gamble on a player like, say, a Kobe Bryant or a Kevin Garnett coming straight out of high school. But I feel that you take a lot of the longevity from their playing career, starting them at an early age to where, you know, they're already used up by the 25.
Okay, man. I appreciate the call. Thanks.
No
I appreciate
problem.
Your honesty. See you later.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
303-713-7600. I don't even have any idea who he was talking about, although I know who Kobe Bryant is, of course. What about you, Gino?
Do you know who Carmelo Anthony is?
I know who Carmelo Anthony is, of course.
He led Syracuse to a NCAA final as a freshman.
I'm hip to him. I'm hip to him, John.
Kevin Garnett?
No.
Don't know who Kevin Garnett is?
No.
He went straight to the NBA from high school. One of the best players in the league.
You know who Christian Apt is?
No.
Okay. You don't need to know. Gina, are you there?
Yes.
Are you into March Madness?
Not really. Although the guys here, you know, are.
Okay. Here we go. So there's $1.2 billion in lost productivity every year due to this. So in the traffic department down there, are they watching March Madness instead of doing their jobs?
No, absolutely not.
Do you guys have a pool running down there?
No pool that I know of so far. We're just, you know, they're keeping track of the stats, you know.
Mm-hmm. What about your husband?
No, he's not a big basketball person.
Okay, so in other words, what you're saying to me is, Jay, why are you doing this? And, Jay, I don't have any connection to this at all, so let me just get to the traffic and get out of this, right?
Yeah, I'd much rather talk about puppies or food or something like that.
Oh, God, there is a really bad story in the news this morning, which I refuse to do. I wasn't going to even mention it until you brought it up. Did you see that story about that 17-year-old girl?
Oh, gosh. I think, you know, I haven't read the story.
Oh, God. Now, you want to talk about something that really bothers me, that really ought to bother everybody, is that story. I don't even know if I want to start in on this. I don't even know if I want to go there.
Well, somebody did something
so
really
gruesome,
evil.
It's
right?
so gruesome and horrible that I read it and felt sick.
Yes.
Let's just look at the traffic.
Let's do.
Okay.
The crash investigation finally complete after a four-hour closure of eastbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike at Wadsworth. So we're doing much better. All lanes are now open. Traffic's looking pretty good through there. It's still pretty busy along your Sheridan to Wadsworth stretch. Eastbound I-70 has been at peak volume out of Wheat Ridge all morning toward I-25. We have two separate rollover crashes, unfortunately. Hamden at Sheridan and Wadsworth at Crestline in Littleton. Weather today...
Sunday night. Lifetime's got new blood. Ex-cop.
What do you think caused these marks on his neck?
Ex-boyfriend.
I don't want to hear that you're back out there chasing vampires.
Ex-human.
You gave me your five. Out of me now.
There's a love triangle.
This is going to take some getting used to.
Private Eye Vicki Nelson is living two lives. Which one will suck her in?
This is a world you know nothing about.
Sink your teeth into Blood Ties. Lifetime's new original series. Sunday night at 10, 9 central on Lifetime.
In the city of brotherly love, plans were unveiled for a memorial to George Washington's presidential house. But those plans never mentioned a secret buried for 200 years. You have to walk over Washington's slave quarters. Discover the story behind the secret. Come see Curious Theater Company's world premiere of A House with No Walls by Thomas Givens. Performances Thursday through Sunday. Mention Air America and get two tickets for just $28. Call 303-623-0524. Remember, half-price tickets at 303-623-0524.
Hi, I'm Mike Miller, owner of Basil Dock's Pizza. I want to tell you about absolutely, positively the best pizza, Basil Dock's Pizza. Established in 1996 here in Denver's Washington Park neighborhood, we've been winning awards ever since. At Basil Dock's, pizza making is an art we're passionate about. Basil Dock's uses all natural ingredients. Here's an incentive for you to experience Basil Dock's Pizza. Mention you heard this ad and you'll get a complimentary organic house salad with a side of our signature balsamic vinaigrette. Check us out at basildockspizza.com.
Breaking news from our special agent, Aaron Esurance.
Overpriced auto insurance is trying to drain the nation's spending power.
Can it be stopped?
Luckily, overpriced auto insurance is no match for Esurance online auto insurance.
That's because Esurance can save you hundreds.
And why Esurance is one of the fastest growing auto insurance companies in America.
Stop overpriced auto insurance from draining your spending power.
Join the fight to save yourselves hundreds on auto insurance.
Get your quote from Esurance.com today.
Not available in all states.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So your kid's heading to college and you need a reliable used car.
Why not make it easy?
Visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs all right here in Denver. Check out the great selection of low mileage program vehicles, many with remaining factory warranty and special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we have what you're looking for at a great price. It's easy. CheaperAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Millionaires and have fun doing it.
You're going to learn how to be successful. You're going to learn how to make money. And once you enjoy it, you're going to be successful.
This is your chance. Do you have what it takes? Call now for Donald Trump's complimentary tape at absolutely no charge. Call 1-800-300-8052. 1-800-300-8052. 1-800-300-8052.
You're listening to The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk
and AM760.net.
8:49, 49 minutes past the hour. Hi, today is 66, mostly sunny, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. We're taking a little break here on Friday from talking about politics and other things and talking about March Madness and the allure of it and whether it's ethical to bet on college athletics and why people are drawn to it, and also... how about what's going on at your work? I mean, do you guys, like, interrupt what's going on to watch the game? Because there's an estimated $1.2 billion it's lost productivity from people who they don't work. They sit there and watch basketball. And I've never worked anywhere where people have done that. Most people I know, most places I've worked, as unsupervised as it is, most people don't do that. Although, they could have been doing it and I wouldn't know anything about it. Because maybe I wasn't there when they were doing it. And it kind of brings into question the whole thing, too, about, well, let's say the Rockies. The Rockies or the Nuggets or the Avalanche made... Well, the Avalanche have made it before, have made the playoffs before, but... I mean, if they did, would they, did you think the kids in school watch it? But let's get back to this March Madness thing and about how addicted people can get to this. Here's Josh in Denver, who says that he's not even a basketball fan, digs it. Josh, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay, good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good, man. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. How's that workout regimen going?
You know what? I'm not sure I'm able to. I got to find out if I can reveal on the air how much weight I've lost. But let me put it to you this way. Okay. I probably realistically have another week and a half to 2 weeks at the most in these pants, and then I'm gonna have to do something because I'm having to pull them up now all the time.
You have to switch the suspenders.
Yeah, and Mary is starting to go through my clothes now and confiscating stuff, saying you can't wear that because you look like you're swimming in that, and it doesn't look right. So give it to me. I'm going to give it to somebody who needs it.
I'm actually starting my morning workout regimen here. I'm sitting in Santiago. I was about to grab a couple breakfast burritos.
Yeah, that's right. That'll work. That's exactly what you need to do. Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, the March Madness, I don't even watch. I don't watch basketball, and I especially don't watch pro basketball. I'm pretty picky when it comes to watching TV at all, and especially when it comes to watching sports. But there's one thing I've kind of deduced in watching all kinds of sports is that you can kind of get a feel for the amount of spiritual drive a team or a group of athletes or a league or a subdivision has. And you can find it in all kinds of different sports. I mean, for instance, I love watching men's lacrosse. Believe it or not, I still like watching NFL football because they play with a lot of passion. When you watch NBA, it seems to be lacking, you know, completely. It seems like the guys are stacking their millions and rolling on 24s, and so other than padding their stats, they don't have a whole lot of passion for the game. But I tell you what, these boys playing college basketball, they blow my mind. I mean, it's like watching the final minutes of the end of the game all the way through the game. And I can't even name but maybe a third of the major teams, but I watch it all the way through.
So you're not normally a fan, but now you're drawn to this. You're hooked on it.
Oh, yeah. It's the athleticism. It's neat to see people push themselves above and beyond it being a game. That's the way I feel, especially when you start getting down to, like, the Final Four. It gets crazy, where it's sheer insanity on the floor. These guys are going crazy. I think they have... In my opinion, I don't think that they have any awareness that they're still on Earth. The only thing going on is them in that basketball game for an hour straight, and it's crazy. And it's a blast to watch. I think it's a blast for any sports fan to watch, whether they're a big basketball fan or not, you know, as in my case.
Do you think maybe that's the reason why some people are disenchanted with, and maybe I fit in that category, or disenchanted basically with professional sports, because these guys seem to make, man, so much money. And I've brought this up on here before, and like the NBA, these guys make a tremendous amount of money. They're not all of them, but there's always some of them that are in trouble.
Right.
And you've got in baseball, you've got the steroid situation going on.
Absolutely.
Which is ongoing all the time. And, you know, maybe that's disenchanting. Maybe people look at that and say, oh, these guys, they make too much money. And you look at college athletes, and even though there are people wagering on that stuff, and there's a lot of money in television contracts and broadcast media and all of that, and you can't use the word kids, the young adults themselves, they're not at that level yet. So, as one caller said earlier, it's a lot purer. Is that the reason why people like yourself, who normally wouldn't be drawn to any of this, that's why you're drawn to March Madness? Or are you drawn to it because this is a ritual that a lot of people go through, and so you decided one day, well, I'll give it a try, and then a move from there?
No, I think it's really the first way you put it, and you're right. When you get to the pros, it's certainly disenchanting, and you got to ask, you know, are there ways to change the way professional athletics work? yes, they've tried some things, incentive-based, performance incentive-based types of reimbursement, where the only thing that really helps to do is motivate a star athlete to pad his stats and not work with his team. You know, it sounds very idealistic to say, but maybe something like incentive-based for simply being a good sportsman. You know, you don't see that because that's just not the way the industry works, but there's a lack of consequence and there's a lack of accountability in just about every professional sport. You named steroids and baseball just now starting to see some consequence. Really, actually, let me correct myself, maybe starting to see some accountability, not a whole lot of consequence. And it's kind of gotten to a point where it's rampant. You know, a lot of these young kids that have, you know, played, used their bodies their whole lives to make millions of dollars, they literally feel invincible and outside of the law and feel they can do whatever they want. It is disenchanting. It really, truly is. And if you look at college, you look at the transition there, there's a lot of stipulations for a college athlete. And I know that you hear this and that about academic requirements being waylaid to get an athlete on the field. But the fact is, they're in college and they've got to be carrying themselves through college with passing grades and still play while practicing and playing at a very high level, especially when you start to get to March. And they've got finals coming up. You know, and they've got a lot of accountability. They've got a lot of responsibility. The schools themselves are not going to allow an athlete that's doing drugs or carrying handguns play on the team because they've got zero tolerance for that sort of thing. And I think that some of that accountability needs to translate into professional sports, and some of that disenchantment that fans start to have might disappear.
I can totally understand that. Quickly here, before I run out of time, I have that same problem in motorsports. I have that same problem in NASCAR. I can't get into NASCAR.
Yeah.
I can't get into it. It's just, to me, it's, I don't know, it's just overhyped, and there's just this, I compare it to, like, for instance, something that nobody sees. Nobody watches unless you TiVo it or DVR it, and we see it 6 months later in this country, and that's the German touring car stuff, where it's only two makes of cars, Audi and Mercedes-Benz. And these things, you know, they're stripped down, these things are hopped up. And these guys drive, man, like wild men. And and you know, here's the thing. They don't care if their teammate, okay, is in front of them. They will tap him, and they will try to pass him on the outside on a curve. And they don't care. And it's so exciting and exhilarating. It's like nothing that I've ever seen before, and that's kind of how I got into all of this and discovered it one night by accident. Josh, thanks, man. I appreciate it. Enjoy those burritos, brother.
You bet. Thanks, Jay. I'll talk to you later.
You got it.
Bye.
All right, 8:50. It's 50 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're talking about March Madness in sports, professional sports, athletic sports, 303-713-7600. Ooh, I ran the music out. I talked so damn long. Well, you know, I get going with Josh, man. Can't quit. Okay. Let's check traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Well, we're in much better shape right now. Of course, all lanes eastbound of the Boulder Turnpike back open at Wadsworth, and traffic's actually looking pretty good there both directions. Just keep in mind we had a couple of rollovers off the highway, one at the Frontage Road, US 285 in Sheridan, and the other at Wadsworth and Crestline in Littleton. Whether
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So you're looking for a used car, but it all seems so confusing. Why not make it easy? Go to CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all make and all model, right on your screen and right here in Denver, all with special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we've got what you're looking for and at a great price. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
This just in, breaking news from our special agent, Aaron Esurance. Go ahead, special agent.
Overpriced auto insurance is trying to take over the world.
Will you be able to stop it in time?
Fortunately, overpriced auto insurance seems to lose power whenever it hears about Esurance Online Auto Insurance.
That's because Esurance offers affordable rates and great discounts.
And you can compare rates instantly online.
Join the fight to save yourself hundreds on auto insurance.
Get your fast free quote from Esurance.com today.
Not available in all states.
Hey, this is Michael Waltrip.
And I'm Sammy Hagar.
And we're here to tell you that when you stop by NAPA today, you can register for a chance to ride in my number 55 Toyota.
So, Michael, what you're saying is,
I could ride in 55!
Exactly.
Stop by any participating Napa Auto Parts store today and register for your chance to win a ride in the number 55 Napa Toyota. See store for official sweepstakes rules and complete details. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Napa, get the good stuff.
Want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs this service, I give them the number.
I'm Larry Ruff, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
For your free CD, call today, 800-890-1984.
This works. Call the number.
800-890-1984. 800-890-1984.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949. Call now. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949.
Your credit card company is making a fortune off you. They're getting rich. You're getting screwed. We're debt set, and we're here to do something about it. If you have credit card debt, call now for free information that reveals how you can get debt free. Discover the secrets the credit card companies don't want you to know before you pay them another cent. For free information, call 1-800-900-2144. 1-800-900-2144. 1-800-900-2144.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far, I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. Everything you need to get started making money on the internet is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Call 1-800-900-1624. 1-800-900-1624. 1-800-900-1624.
Keep your morning moving with me at 10, Tom Hartman. Right now you've got Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Away from a 9 o'clock AM 760 Progressive Talk. Plus a sunny high today, 66. Okay, check this email out. Check this instant message out about college sports. I'm gonna give this guy an airing because I'm not sure I disagree with him, but I think this is a real real food for thought here. And his name is Taylor. He says, you were talking about college athletics on my drive to work this morning. One of the comments was that athletes don't get paid. I disagree, and here's why. Let's say those kids are training 20 hours a week, 12 months a year, so they are working half-time, which is really inflated. A full scholarship to CU is worth approximately $32,000 per year. So at that rate, if the kid was working full-time, she or he would be earning over $60,000 a year. Not a bad haul for a recent high school graduate. And if the kid is from out of state, those numbers are much bigger. I loved college athletics, and I went to school on a full athletic scholarship. So I appreciate how difficult being an athlete can be, but I also know it is the opportunity of a lifetime for most kids, and I wish more spectators and critics would view it that way. That's a pretty interesting perspective. That what that amounts to is basically getting paid. And I don't know if Taylor heard me read his email on the air or not. In discussing with your coworkers who won VCU, who lost Duke, and how you're doing so far, I played a pool for around 20 years and came in first one time. And college players should not be paid. As someone who was barely able to make it through college, thank God for Pell Grants, I have no sympathy for people who have their books, tuition, room, and board paid for. I have no hard feelings towards college athletes who also have all the tutoring help they want while they're in school. But compared to run-of-the-mill student, they live in palaces, they eat like kings, and are worshipped as gods on campus. And how much money do they need for laundry, pizza, and gas? Have a nice weekend, and that's from my buddy Elizabeth. Well, I don't know. Are they treated like gods on campus? I don't know. Are they? I always looked at high school football players, even the ones I went to school with, I kind of looked at them and thought, yeah, okay, nice haircut. Movies. Sandra Bullock's got a new film out. There's some other films out. We'll talk to Tom Tagney, and we'll do some open phones, and then we'll take your calls, too. That's all coming up. Stick around.
AM760 is your new home of the Colorado Crush.
Log on to AM760.net for your chance to win a Crush 4-pack of tickets to see the Colorado Crush take on the Arizona Rattlers on March 16th.
Crush Football on AM760 Progressive Talk.
The following is a message from Brutus at the National Disaster Search Dog Foundation.
Last October, three buildings collapsed. I was called in to help. Two little kids were missing. I looked everywhere. Then I found them. They were crying. We all were.
Be part of the search. Call 1-888-4K9-HERO or visit searchdogfoundation.org. Made possible by Search Dog USA.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Did you know that most driving qualifies as severe driving? That's right. I'm talking about short trips and driving in stop-and-go traffic. That's why you need to change your oil every 3,000 miles. Now, for a limited time at AutoZone, get 5 quarts of Castrol GTX oil and a Fram oil filter for just $11.99. Changing your oil every 3,000 miles is a must to keep your car running smoothly. So head to AutoZone now.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
AM760
in HD. Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. With, after many months of silence, outed CIA operative Valerie Plame Wilson is having her public say at last. Live to Capitol Hill, and CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss.
In an extraordinary appearance before Congress, Wilson said she felt like she was hit in the gut when her name was leaked, ending her career as a covert agent.
We in the CIA always know that we might be exposed and threatened by foreign enemies. It was a terrible irony that administration officials were the ones who destroyed my cover.
Answering those who minimized her job, she said she did operate overseas and oversaw networks of other spies who were put in danger when her identity was exposed.
Lives are literally at stake.
She said she was surprised that so many in the White House and State Department knew her secret identity and were so reckless in revealing it. Live on Capitol Hill, Bob Fuss, CBS News.
Well, the general in charge of the U.S. escalation in Iraq wants more troops. CBS News has confirmed that General David Petraeus will ask for a 3,000-member Army Combat Aviation Brigade to be sent over to provide support for ground forces. Retired Army Major Mike Lyons, now a CBS News military consultant, says it should come as no surprise.
We should have expected this. We know that from his own doctrine that we expect about a 50-to-1 combat ratio of troops to civilians in those kinds of areas, and we know that the latest buildup wasn't going to give us those ratios.
In London today, a coroner's concluded the U.S. is criminally responsible for a friendly fire incident in the early days of the war in which an American warplane killed a British soldier. And the inquest faulted the U.S. military for not cooperating in the investigation. Lance Corporal Maddie Hull's widow, Susan, says she holds no hatred for the U.S. pilots involved in the mistake.
I hope that they're at peace with themselves and that they can move on in their lives. I'm sure they are feeling remorse for what they did. I hope so, anyway.
Well, the Northeast wasn't ready for this one.
I was already expecting the nice warm weather and not the snow.
One New Yorker reacting to the late winter storm barreling into the region. New York City's expecting several inches of snow. But CBS meteorologist George Collins says it could be much worse inland.
We may see 18, 19, even 20 inches of snow across eastern Pennsylvania, upstate New York, and most sections of central and northern New England.
Hundreds of airline flights have been canceled from Washington north to Boston. It flies in the face of generations of training. Research published in the British medical journal The Lancet that heart attack victims had doubled the chance of surviving when they were treated with chest compressions only and not mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. Dr. David Janda isn't abandoning the long-held emergency practice.
The long-term studies all tell us that the mouth-to-mouth is important. And until we have further studies, I'm going to keep doing mouth-to-mouth.
From Washington, core consumer prices climbed in February by 0.4%. The Labor Department says that follows a hike of 0.2-point rise in January. And checking on Wall Street's fortunes today, right now the Dow is down 6 and the NASDAQ off 2 points. This is CBS News.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right, act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on. You know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number. Just call 866-38-GO-NOW. That's 866-38-GO-NOW. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-38-GO-NOW. That's 866-38-GO-NOW. Call now.
Brought to you by Aetna Small Business Solutions.
Good morning. I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. Governor Ritter says he will not ask for a special prosecutor or any other kind of review in prosecutors' decisions not to file sex assault charges against CU football players and recruits. A lawyer told Ritter prosecutors mishandled an assault complaint his client filed in 2000 against one football recruit. Lawmakers say they'll introduce a bill in the state legislature allowing victims of domestic violence to list fake addresses to protect them from harassment. House Speaker Andrew Romanoff says the bill will prevent assailants from tracking down the victims. Despite a rough winter and complaints the city of Denver didn't clean up the snow quick enough, most people apparently ready to re-elect the mayor. Nearly 4 years down the road, Hickenlooper says he just tried to be honest with Denver residents. Apparently it's paid off. His approval rating is a sky-high 84%, with 68% of those surveyed by the Kenny Group saying Denver's heading in the right direction. The nearly $25,000 survey, by the way, was paid for by the mayor's reelection campaign. When asked about the coming election on May 1st, 50% said they definitely would vote for Hick. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Traffic back to normal both directions of the Boulder Turnpike through Broomfield. That crash investigation finally complete, so no worries for you there any longer. And we're really doing well across the metro area. About the only spot where traffic is still struggling, southbound 25 out of Thornton to North Glen, and eastbound I-70 has been dragging all morning out of Wheat Ridge toward I-25. We had some fog south of the metro area that is finally clearing off I-25 south of Monument. Security wait time at DIA 5 minutes. Weather today, sunny, breezy, warm, high of 60.
The following is not a radio commercial. It's a gift from the people of Iceland to you and your heart. You see, Iceland Health is giving away a free bottle of omega-3 fish oil to everyone that requests one because they recognize the very real danger of high cholesterol, heart disease, and stroke. Millions of you have already discovered the powerful benefits of fish oil, but millions of you haven't. Iceland Health omega-3s offer more than just protection for your heart. They have powerful benefits for joints, memory, even your skin. And the omega-3s from Iceland Health offer twice the power of ordinary fish oil. Whether you've tried omega-3s before or this is your first time, call and request your free bottle of Iceland Health omega-3 soft gels. Call 1-800-467-5910. It's our gift to you. Find out how to get your free bottle of Iceland Health omega-3 fish oil by calling 1-800-467-5910. 1-800-467-5910.
We'll be right back.
7 minutes after 9 a.m. 760. Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin here. Happy Friday to you. High today, 66. All right, movie time now with our man Tom Tagney. Tagney? Tom, picture name. Who is a member of the National Broadcast Film Critics Association and has seen every movie ever made on any camera, at any set, written by any screenwriter, and done by any director in the entire planet and world, and has them all digitized in his house, available anytime he wants. Right, Tom?
It only feels that way to me sometimes. There, you know, when you, 75% of anything is, well, can we say it on the air? Crap. And I think that that's certainly the case with movies, but I have seen an awful lot. Let's just put it that way.
All right. This week, I'm not sure I want to go where we're going to head because I absolutely love Sandra Bullock.
Ah.
I dig her. I think she is a great actress. I think she is foxy.
Uh-huh.
And I find her husband to be one of the most compelling guys on television, even though he's not really on because most of the stuff runs in repeats. But I know, I just have this sixth sense that you're going to trash this movie.
You have a premonition about premonition, huh?
That's exactly right. Am I right about this?
Well, here's the good news, then. I didn't realize that we're going to start off the morning with a testimonial to Sandra Bullock, so I don't want to get in your way. But I also have to admit that I don't quite feel the warm and fuzzies about her as you do. Although I do think that at times she's a very compelling presence on the air, and I certainly don't have a problem with Sandra Bullock. But I must admit, having seen the trailer, I realized this is a movie that's all about premise. It's the premise that sells this movie. She just happens to be the genial face of that premise. I must say that coming out of the movie, although I certainly didn't love the movie, I found it mildly satisfying in a kind of, you know, glossy, slick way. So I am not about to trash Premonition. I'm not about to rave about it either, but you can at least rest assured that I'm not going to trash your baby.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
I really appreciate that. There are very few actresses out there that I really, you know, that I really, really like.
Really? Well, you know, maybe that's more interesting than the movie, is to figure out what Jay Marvin sees in Sandra Bullock, because you are not alone, sir, as you probably know. She's made quite a nice career out of being kind of popular on the screen. So what is it about her that you find compelling? Because I think she is great in some roles, and I think that the roles that she chooses to be in, though, are questionable. For instance, can you really defend Miss Congeniality?
Yeah, I can. I thought it was amusing and entertaining and fun.
Okay.
And not every movie you go to has to make like a heavy social statement.
Okay.
Or has to,
absolutely,
I
love light comedies. I mean, Cary Grant, I think, is the greatest movie star ever lived. I mean, I have no problem with light comedies. I just felt that Miss Congeniality, especially the second one, the sequel, was just, you know, I mean, it was just impossible to get through. What about Lake House? Did you see Lake House?
Yeah, I saw it.
Okay, and good enough for you?
Yeah, I thought it was rather good. I mean, okay. I don't think, look, I wouldn't put it on my top 10 of all time, but yeah, I didn't feel like I want my money back.
There you go, okay. I mean, I sort of did, except I didn't have to pay since I'm a critic, so I didn't have, what I paid for.
Well, that sucks.
But the thing is, I think that's fine. I agree. I don't think that she's not a negative presence in the movie. She's never worse than the movie she's in. I just think her choices could be better. However, here's the question then. The one sort of adult and serious dramatic role that everyone knows her for was her bit part in Crash. Did that really sing for you in Crash?
Yeah, I thought she was great.
See, I thought that was a great role for her. That was the one time I thought, I'm not quite sure that she's quite at that level consistently. I loved her rage, you know, at her husband, you know, over the incident with the two black guys and all. But at the end, I didn't quite buy her coming up and, you know, befriending her May that she had wounded. I thought there's an instance where I think her geniality needed to be sort of jacked up.
Wait a minute. You didn't at the end, you didn't buy what? You didn't buy her befriending her maid?
Yes. You know how she insults You know,
yeah,
early in the
well,
movie, she's...
Wait, have you ever lived in Southern California? You ever lived, like, in Beverly Hills? You ever lived in Newport Beach?
I'm proud to say no to every one of those questions.
That kind of stuff goes on all the time.
No. I'm not talking about what happens. I'm talking about I didn't buy her conversion at the end. I thought it was a little contrived. You know, she realized, first off, she's mad at every minority she sees and she's lashing out. Then at the end, she realizes, you know, the only real friend I have just might be a minority. And it felt a little contrived, like a lot of the movie of Crash. I thought Crash worked on a lot of levels, but occasionally it pushed a little too far. Anyway, I didn't quite think that she was up to it, but you do, and I don't want to dash, you know.
Wait a minute. Hold on. You're not going to squirm off that easy.
Squirm off? I could talk about Crash all day.
Well, all right. Let's talk. First of all, wait a minute. What is it with Crash that you thought pushed the limits? I thought the movie was, like, one of the best films I've ever seen.
Well, that's good, and a lot of people feel that way. And listen, I gave it a good review. I mean, I gave it, I think, like a B-plus kind of thing. I think there's a lot of excellence in that movie. But everyone's knock against Crash is the one thing I will acknowledge. You know, it does what Charles Dickens novels always do. You have, like, in a Dickens novel, you may have 30 characters, and sure enough, it turns out that every one of those characters is all interrelated to somebody else. I mean, they're all sort of connected. But in a 300-page Dickens novel, it doesn't seem quite as contrived. In a movie where you have to squish the time, to sort of telescope the time, you end up having to have too many contrivances and too many, I don't know, it felt a little cheap. Here, I'll give you one instance of my critique of Crash. I had no idea we were going to talk about Crash today, but I love this. You know the scene is probably the most dramatic in a lot of ways when the little girl is coming out, the older man who is the shop owner who's mad at the locksmith because he thinks it's the locksmith that trashed his place, and he comes up and he confronts the guy with the gun, the father with the gun, and the little girl comes dashing out and he shoots and you think that he shot the girl.
Yeah.
I thought that was a little cheap theatrics.
Oh,
because he actually went through with it, shoots it, and the whole audience's heart's in their throat. Oh, my God, he shot the little girl. And then, oh, you know what? It's just blanks. I felt a little like I was being toyed with a little too much.
Oh, come on. What do you mean? I totally and completely get that and understand it, that the guy's daughter knows he's going to do something crazy.
Yeah.
So...
Yep.
You can buy that part of it that she put the blanks in, or you can buy the part that the guy at the gun store knows that they're both amateurs and figures they're both lunatics. So instead of having it blow back on him, he just gives them blanks and tells them to get lost.
Exactly. You know, that's one of the great debates about that movie is what happened there? Did the woman know or not? Did the gun shop owner know or not? And I don't really care on that level which it is or how that ended up happening. I just felt that he was, you know, how Steven Spielberg does such a good job of manipulating the emotions of the audience. I thought that was the one time where after the resolution, I thought, you know, that was a little cheap. But the thing is, that's fine.
Why don't you just go into the movies with a pair of dark blacked out glasses on and listen to the soundtrack?
Why? I love movies. I love movies more than you. This is like if you see a beautiful woman or whoever, a great friend, can't you at least acknowledge that in some cases that beautiful friend isn't perfect?
Oh, no.
That's not to say that you don't like movies.
No question. And has Sandra Bullock done films that weren't good? Yes. But
at least I squeezed that admission out of you.
Well, yeah, sure. But she's not on the level of, and I hate to say this, I really hate to say this because I really like him, but I'm sorry that this is a fact. Okay.
I can't wait to hear this.
She doesn't make movies on the level of, say, Michael Madsen, who makes a lot of bad movies.
Absolutely.
Okay, and they all run on the pay cable channels, which are supposed to be premium things in your package at 10 o'clock at night.
Yep.
Cheap police dramas.
Yeah.
Thug dramas and all kinds of crap. Don't you agree?
Yeah, I mean, that's not the comparison you should be making, though. I mean, it's not, is Sandra Bullock the female version of Michael Madsen?
No, but what I'm saying is, saying is, and you can name other people, both male and female, who do that, who obviously you look at the movie and you say to yourself, okay, I get it. They did it because it meant money, and they're trying to stay alive.
Yeah.
Okay? I don't think she fits into that category.
No, no, no. I mean, I would agree with you, too. And I think the fact that she would be willing to do something like Crash, which was low-budget ensemble. I mean, she was you list the four or five top, you know, characters in that movie, and she's not one of them. So I give her a lot of credit for that. And you're right. I don't think she's just doing this, you know, for a paycheck. The thing that her movies are all about, her personality, I think. I mean, they play off the fact that the audience loves her. And so what I want to probe here now, Jay, is what is it about her that you love? Is it her approachability? I mean, she's certainly a glamorous and gorgeous-looking woman, but do you feel a kind of human connection, or is it something about her glamour? What is it about her appeal that registers at the box office for you?
Just her. Well,
I mean,
How do I describe this? Yeah. It's just her. To me, she's talented enough to sell the characters for the most part that she plays. I think that she would help herself if she went out. Maybe this wouldn't help her. Maybe this would cause her career to commit suicide. But if she went out and gambled a little bit more, say Jennifer Jason Leigh.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a great comparison, Jennifer Jason Leigh. Jennifer Jason Leigh doesn't touch any character that is appealing. I think Jennifer Jason Leigh goes too far the other way, and I think the deal about Sandra Bullock is she almost always, and that's why Crash is a revelation, she almost always plays a likable and appealing person. And I think that is, she manages to project sort of a good-hearted nature on the screen despite her, you know, glamorous looks, and I think that's what people connect with. But she doesn't choose to play off the rails types, you know, like Jennifer Jason Leigh has made a career out of.
Okay, all right.
Good comparison.
Yes, and you know what? With all we have going on in the world and 6 years of this administration, I want to see a likable,
very good,
acceptable person.
And I am not trying to steer you away, J. Marvin, from Premonition. I think there's a lot. She is, you know, in the film about 99% of the time. So this is a good movie for Sandra Bullock fans. And it's not that she just plays, you know, a friendly type. I mean, she's going through a lot of emotional duress. She thinks her husband is dead. She thinks he's not dead. She can't decide, can't figure out if she's either going crazy or if she's actually doing some kind of time travel stuff. I mean, there's a lot for her to do here. She has to play a mother of two kids. She can't figure out what's going on. She's, you know, she's in a kind of a dead marriage, and yet she's striving to keep it alive because she would rather have a live, you know, spouse than a dead spouse. So there's a lot of Sandra Bullock in this movie, and it's not just, gee, aren't I cute, I'm Miss Congeniality 3. So I think I would recommend this movie for you, Jay, and I'm pretty sure you're going to have a good time.
And I'm definitely going to go. Okay.
Excellent.
All right, The Namesake.
The Namesake. Do you have any preconceived notions about this movie?
No, I'm totally wide open to anything you say, as long as you don't compare it to...
Crash.
No, to Norbert.
Norbert, yeah, very good.
To Norbert.
It's no Norbert. If we have time, we can talk about I Think I Like My Wife, which has hints of Norbert, but just barely. So anyway, let's talk about The Namesake. This is based on a prize-winning novel. She's a fantastic writer. Jhumpa Lahiri, at least that's how her name is spelled. She's a writer from India who is raised in London. And this is a movie about a movie based on a book about the plight of like an immigrant family. In this case, they happen to be from Calcutta, trying to adjust to life in America. It has the feel of this of a novel. There are a lot of, you know, characters. There's a lot of plot development. It plays like a novel because it has a kind of episodic and richness to it. But it also, again, a bit like Crash, it feels at times contrived. But overall, I think this is a relatively successful movie. It's a movie about a clash of generations. You've got this really bright, the father is a professor, he comes over to the United States to teach at a university. So this is not like, you know, struggling immigrants, you know, coming over from Mexico trying to, you know, just barely scrape out a living. I mean, these guys are living in suburbia. They're living the high American life. And you've got this real clash between the parents who are Bengalis through and through, living in a foreign land, and then their kids who grow up to be teenagers and are completely Americanized. They got long hair, they wear ratty T-shirts, and you know, smoke dope, and you know, listen to rock music and all that. So you got that interesting kind of clash between the parents, first generation and second generation immigrants. You also got this kind of clash of cultures, of course, because you got the Indian culture and the American culture, and then ultimately you have this kind of internal clash with the kids, because they realize that as much as they feel American to their parents, they feel a bit ostracized or outside the American loop among their friends, and that kind of division, and they have to sort of, it's a kind of an identity issue with them. One of the things I want to point out, because I'm giving this a, you know, a mild recommendation, I think it's well enough done. It stars Cal Penn, who most of us know as Kumar in Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle. He was also the Raj. No, get this, that's good. And the Raj in the last Van Wilder movie. So he's done kind of like teen comedy kinds of movies. But also, I don't know if you're a fan of a 24 like I am, but he was also plays a terrorist in this year's I guess it was like the first three or four episodes of this season's 24. And in this movie, he plays it completely serious. He is the Bengali son of an Indian professor who's living in America, and the movie really focuses on him. The reason it's called The Namesake, he's given the absurdist name of Gogol Gogoli, and he's just dying because he's so embarrassed by his name, and it sounds so odd, and so it's really about, he wants to throw off the name. It's a kind of a, that, it's this whole, it's an issue of culture come to fruition in his very name. Should he change his name or not? And I don't know. I would recommend it with some qualifications.
Okay, well, that's not bad. At least you didn't.
Trash it.
Yeah,
that's right.
All right, we only got a couple of seconds left.
Okay.
I think I love my wife.
Yes.
Yes or no?
Actually, yes, only because it's the oddest movie of the bunch, and I love this juxtaposition. It's Chris Rock remaking an Eric Romer film. I don't know how well you know Eric Romer, but he is a brilliant, very quiet, reflective French filmmaker who makes all of these talky movies about, you know, various moral dilemmas. And what's fascinating about this movie is this is like a vulgarized version of a French talky film. And since we don't have much time, I'll just cut to the chase. The difference between an American version and a French version, this is about a guy who's in a boring marriage, and he's wondering if a fling will spice it up. What does the French guy look for in a lover? He looks for somebody that he can really talk to, that he can pour his soul out to.
Of course.
And that's the dilemma that he's faced with. He can talk to this other woman more easily than he can to his wife. In the Chris Rock version, it has nothing to do with talking. He wants sex. He wants to have sex with this other woman because his wife is now bored with sex. They've been married for 7 years, and, you know, she's had enough, and she's always too busy. And so in a movie which, in the French frame of mind, is really about how he sort of struggles to reveal himself more, in the American version, and this is where it gets a little norbitized, he ends up just vulgarizing the very image and just saying, it's all about sex, it's all about sex. And the dilemma of a boring marriage stays the same. The solution is completely 180 degrees different. And if you don't know the French...
All right. So go see it, or yes or no?
Yes, only if you've seen the French movie to compare. Then it's fascinating. Otherwise, it's not so good. Chris Rock wrote and directed this. It's good for Chris Rock to kind of, you know, sort of expand his repertoire of talents, but he can't quite pull it off. It's ambitious. I applaud him for that, but otherwise I would avoid it.
Well, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do this weekend.
You're going to go? You have a date with Sandra Bullock.
After I see that, I'm going to sit and watch the entire version of The Sorrow and the Pity all the way through.
Oh, you know, you're going to make Woody Allen very proud. Just don't miss the beginning.
Have you ever seen it?
Oh, absolutely. Are you kidding me?
Well, you know, that's my idea of positive reinforcement.
Oh, that was meant to be a joke?
Yeah. No, it's not meant to. Yes, it is meant to be a joke. I love you, Tom. I'll talk to you next week.
Absolutely. Next week it is, Jay. Bye-bye.
All right, see ya. There's Tom Pagny.
It's been a tough winter so far, with a record number of days with ice and snow. Lots of regular rain gutters have sagged or pulled off homes completely, but not the LeafGuard gutter system. LeafGuard will protect your home for years to come with its protective hood and lifetime no-clog workmanship warranty. Protect your home from the elements with LeafGuard. Call LeafGuard today and compare the quality and cost. 303-289-1409. That's 289-1409. Don't cover up problems. Eliminate them.
This is the perfect time to get some new patio furniture at Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center in Boulder. It really is worth the drive from anywhere with the best selection of furniture in stock now and the best prices. If you head over to Freehoff's this month, you'll get 30 to 50% off deals on all the patio furniture in stock. Check out all the new styles, fabrics, and new frame colors, too. Avoid the rush. Get over to Freehoff's today. Spelled Freehoff's, pronounced Freehoff's at 33rd and Arapahoe in Boulder, or call 303-449-9555.
Stop harassing creditors now and get your finances back on track. Attorney Stephen Birkin has over 20 years' experience in helping consumers overcome their debt. The new bankruptcy laws are complicated, and you need someone to ensure your best interests. With bankruptcy, you can put an end to garnishments, foreclosures, repossessions, and abusive calls. In many cases, your credit scores will improve after filing. Call Stephen Birkin today for a free consultation. 303-623-HELP. That's 303-623-HELP. Proud member of Troubleshooter.com.
The problem with computers? I don't have a computer, and email seems to be the only way people communicate anymore, especially my grandkids. Then I found out that I didn't need a computer to receive emails and photos. All I needed was my regular phone line and the new Presto service with the HP printing mailbox. It's so easy. Take it out of the box, plug it into the phone jack, and presto, you're connected. You don't have to do a thing. Emails and photos from family and friends print out automatically. It's so easy, you have to see it for yourself. Presto will even send you information, absolutely free. Just call 1-800-477-1896. Now you can receive emails and photos from your friends and family without having an expensive, hard-to-use computer. All you need is your regular phone line, so pick up the phone. Call right now for your free information. The number is 1-800-477-1896. 1-800-477-1896. That's 1-800-477-1896.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare.
Huh.
But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-3903. Again, that's 1-800-550-3903. 1-800-550-3903.
800-900-0522.
You've got the J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk
and AM760.net.
James Gang. Oops, stepped on the vocal. Fired. Mostly sunny, high 66. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Man, when I used to do music radio back in those days, you step on the vocal, man, you're in trouble. Oh, by the way, go to AM760.net and check out the new video this week that we have up there from YouTube.
And we're just putting it up there right now, Jay. It's a Neil Young doing Heart of Gold from 1971, and it's absolutely awesome. There's like, you know, there's 2 minutes at the beginning where he's kind of talking to the audience, and it's kind of hard. Like, he was a great performer. He was really into, you know, making sure the audience is having a good time, and I just love Neil Young. I know we talk about him a lot, but go check out that YouTube video on your page on AM760.net.
What do you mean he was a great performer? He still is.
Well, still is. I take it back. I haven't seen him in years, so I'm sure he still is a great performer.
He was.
All right, I'm fired.
Show your
like
age.
Like you stepping on the lyrics.
Show your age. It's called stepping on the vocals. Okay. Open phones, 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about is fine, and I don't care. You want to talk about whatever it is that's going on, and there's a lot going on out there. From Alberto Gate to just about everything you can think of. As a matter of fact, there's so much going on, we can't stuff it all into 4 hours worth of time. What?
Can I mention a little bit the gal in the pink shirt at the Plame testimony before Congress?
Oh, yeah, that's pretty interesting.
Isn't that great? So I'm sitting here watching the plane testimony, and all of a sudden you look up, and there's this girl in a bright pink shirt standing right behind Valerie Plame at the back of the wall, and on it it says, "Impeach Bush now." I mean, she sticks out like a sore thumb, but she wasn't there long, you know, go figure, but pretty interesting that she was standing right behind Plame with that "Impeach Bush now" shirt.
Well, the reason she wasn't there is because they moved her. They probably threw her out. Because those are pool cameras, and somebody probably noticed it on the monitor and said, "Oh, we can't have this, and you got to leave." Which I'm not so sure I totally agree with. Even if it said I support Bush, it wouldn't bother me. I think people have the right to free speech, and I don't see what the problem is. Although they would probably turn around and say, "Okay, that's disruptive," and this is a congressional hearing, and we're not going to tolerate that kind of behavior. Well, you have to decide for yourself whether that's a point or not. Okay, 9:32, 32 minutes after the hour. And, Gina, are you planning to go to the movies this weekend?
You know, we love the movies. I think we will.
You going to go see that Sandra Bullock film?
No, you know, that wouldn't be my choice.
Oh, really? What's your choice? Morbid?
No, definitely not. You know, we've been kind of thinking about seeing Pan's Labyrinth. Sounds really interesting, but I hear it's kind of gory, so I don't know.
Go see 300, because the Iranians are all angry at 300.
Hey, you know, my husband wants to see that, of course. So, we may.
And my response to that is, you know what? If you're angry about 300, get a life. I mean, part of being offended is part of what art is all about. Art's supposed to provoke thought, and sometimes art can be very, very offensive. And we all need to learn to live with that.
Sounds good.
Because we don't want politically deemed correct art, because politically deemed correct art is not fun, and it's not thought-provoking, and it's not interesting. Also, that's the kind of stuff that people with extreme authoritarian personalities have a tendency to rail against, because they want, to them, art is a bowl of fruit.
And yes.
That can be art. But they go nuts over things like Andreas Sereno and things like that. And it's like, oh, my God.
Well,
hey, let's just go home and watch old Lawrence Welk reruns. I don't know about what would make the Iranians happy. And I don't know if that's the Iranian public totally that is offended by 300, or if it's just the government going around and compelling people to come forward and say, "Oh, I'm offended by 300. I don't know. Can't tell. Okay. Last traffic report, then the weekend starts for you.
Yay.
Of course, we have traffic reports throughout the day. But how do we finish up Friday this morning?
Actually, we look great. Just the usual slow pocket southbound 25 downtown. We do have cleanup of a rollover Hamden at Sheridan. Beautiful drive right now along I-70 in the high country. No problems at all. Just keep in mind you might run into an icy patch or two over those summit passes. Of course, we have St. Paddy's Day, and we will have those sat pats and checkpoints in effect throughout Colorado starting tonight at 6 p.m. through Monday morning. Weather today, mostly sunny, breezy. High of 64, right now partly cloudy and 41 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
Where can you find the most complete local information? At your doorstep. Look for your Dex Denver Metro and Dex
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So your kid's heading to college and you need a reliable used car. Why not make it easy? Visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs all right here in Denver. Check out the great selection of low mileage program vehicles, many with remaining factory warranty and special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we have what you're looking for at a great price. It's easy. CheaperAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
You can see the good life all around you. The people with the bigger house, the fancy cars. It seems like everyone's living the American dream, except you. Well, what if you could start making the money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself? Make cash even when you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. And what if you could get started for free. It's not too good to be true. It's a proven system from Internet Speedway. And once you get started, the computer does the work while you collect the cash. And while supplies last, you can request a free CD that shows you how. Just call 1-800-220-5859. The secret to the good life isn't working harder. It's working smarter. Whether you just want a second income or you're ready to quit your job and live the good life, call now for your free CD. Only available through this exclusive radio offer. For your free CD, call 1-800-220-5859. 1-800-220-5859. 1-800-220-5859.
Natural nutrient content and steam cooked at the start at an optimal time and temperature to help maintain vitamins, minerals, and flavor. And we've been feeding Purina Tar Dogs since the very beginning, and that's why they have a high energy level, a great-looking coat, good skin, great teeth, gums, and digestion. So if a natural dog food appeals to you and you think it'll appeal to your dog and you'll see the changes for the better, then try Purina One Natural Blends and see what happens. Call for more details and you'll receive a coupon for a free 6.5-pound bag. Don't wait. Call 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK. Call today. You can pick up Purina One Dog and Cat Products at your local Safeway.
It's been a tough winter so far, with a record number of days with ice and snow. Lots of regular rain gutters have sagged or pulled off homes completely, but not the LeafGuard gutter system. LeafGuard will protect your home for years to come with its protective hood and lifetime no-clog workmanship warranty. Protect your home from the elements with LeafGuard. Call LeafGuard today and compare the quality and cost. 303-289-1409. That's 289-1409. Don't cover up problems. Eliminate them.
It's not fair. You were injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, and the settlement money you won from your lawsuit is spread out over years in small cash payments. You can't afford to wait years for money that's rightfully yours. You need cash now. J.G. Wentworth can help. We can turn your long-term payments into cash now. This is not a loan. This is your money in your pocket right now. If you're receiving cash payments from something like a car accident or personal injury, call us today to learn how you can get one lump sum from your structured settlement now. For free information, call 1-800-600-3166. J.G. Wentworth has helped thousands of people get cash now and get on with life. Stop waiting years for money that's rightfully yours. Call now for free information to learn how you can get cash now. It's your money. Use it when you need it. For free information, call J.G. Wentworth now at 1-800-600-3166. That's 1-800-600-3166. 1-800-600-3166.
Right now, Jay Marvin in your car. After the show, Jay Marvin on your computer. Listen to the whole show on AM760.net.
Chuck in. Yeah, we got to get some Grateful Dead on. No question. 9:39 past the hour here on AM760, Progressive Talk. High today, 66 on our mostly sunny skies. Open phones, 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about? Let's go to Bob in Littleton. Bob, you're on AM760. Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Doing fine. Listen, I just want to talk about our Alberto Gate.
Sure. Go ahead.
This thing with the emails that came out just kind of reveals to me how far these guys will go to retain power. It just concerns me as a Democrat and a citizen of this country, you know, how they'll come after us if we don't believe in them or believe their political agenda. You know, if we don't pledge our allegiance to them, how we could become, investigated. They could investigate us for whatever reason they want to. They could call us, you know, enemy combatants.
Well, I think the tragedy of all of this is there's two things here. Number one, it further reinforces the idea, and you can look at other federal agencies and see this too. It further reinforces the idea that everything they do has a political meaning to it, not a governmental meaning, not a moral meaning, but that everything from A to Z is calculated and is staged to give them political spin and ideology. So it used to be in the old days, prior to this administration, under Republicans and Democrats, that federal agencies and parts of the federal government, they helped formulate or made policy. They made that policy and then they passed it up. And then the White House and Congress and everybody would debate it and policy would be formulated. Now it's the other way around. Everything comes from the top down, and these federal agencies have political minders, and the people that are in these agencies all have political connections. So it's the idea of you take somebody with a background in the energy field because they work for an energy company, or the mining field because they work for a mining company on a corporate level, and you stick them in the EPA, or you stick them on the National Labor Relations Board, or you stick people like that, well, in the FDA, I mean, everything you can think of. So that's one thing. Then the other thing is, there's not supposed to be political influence in the Justice Department and in federal prosecutors. And there's a home state rule, and there's that tradition and everything else. And this administration, one of the reasons I think this administration's in big trouble is because basically what they did was they turned around and they went to senators in their own party and said, we really don't care what you think. We're going to do what we want to do anyway. So those folks are mad. And then finally, this idea that you take the Justice Department, which and federal prosecutors, which people in this country are supposed to have trust in, and you lean on them to go after one party over the other?
Jay, I don't have any trust anymore in the Department of Justice at all. I mean, they're going to have to get rid of every one of those attorneys now, because nobody's going to have any faith in them. And I mean, especially this guy in Arkansas that Karl Rove put in there down there. We know what his agenda is, and we they can't leave that guy down there. They can't leave any of these guys in place. I'm sure the congressional Democrats are going to demand that they replace everybody, or they're going to at least probably have hearings, probably call each one of these guys in and ask them what the agenda is for each one of these districts that they're working in, because it's just, they just loaded everything down with political operatives that, nobody's going to trust anything that they're doing now.
Well, I think you're absolutely right, but it's not only going to be Democrats, it's Republicans as well who now have questions over what goes on. And you know something? Imagine this. Check this out. Okay, let's say Bush, I'll bet you. I mean, at least I feel he will. He'll throw Alberto Gonzalez under the bus to save himself and Karl Rove. So what will end up happening is Alberto will go. Then that means that we have to get another AG. Imagine what those hearings are going to be like, and where are they going to go and find somebody that both sides of the aisle would have any trust in?
Well, the first thing that they're going to demand from that AG is that he's going to remove all 97 of the attorneys, the Department of Justice attorneys, remove all of them and replace them, because, they're all tainted now. All of them have got taint all over them, so they're going to all have to be replaced, I'm sure the Democrats are going to walk.
Well, that's not true. They don't all have. They don't all have taint. For instance, Patrick Fitzgerald doesn't have any taint on him.
There's a few of them that are probably, survived, because of they had high profile cases they're working. But a lot of them are going to look at a lot of what they're doing right now. They're going to ask them what they're working on. I mean, they're going to be basically compromising what they're working on, because they're going to have to sit down and tell the Democrats, oh, I'm working on this or that, or I'm investigating this Democrat and, and ignoring this Republican. They're going to have to. And so that means that there's going to be a lot of these guys are going to be replaced. I mean, it's just a sad story now. I mean, they've just corrupted the entire Department of Justice thing with this.
Well,
they've corrupted everything.
Yeah, it's like any institution they touch, they mess up. It's like anything they get near goes foul, and they keep doing it over and over and over and over again. And I find it amazing that there are people who support this administration who, when you give them this stuff and you say to them, like, okay, look at this,
they'll try to figure out some way around it, like getting on the air and saying, or saying to you face to face, well, all presidents do this. Yeah, technically they're right, but they do it in the beginning of their term, not towards the end. They don't do it to their own appointees, and they don't issue emails pushing federal prosecutors to go after the opposition party. So I don't blame you for your mistrust. I don't blame you at all. And this is an administration, Bob, who, and this is a tired cliche, but I think it's really true, who couldn't sell you or I fresh air in a gas chamber. I wouldn't buy anything they're selling.
No, I wouldn't.
I don't buy anything they're selling.
Thanks a lot, Jay.
All right, Bob. Thanks for the call.
Bye.
303-713-7600-947, 47 minutes after the hour. And Rick Morgan checks traffic.
Jay, getting around town, really not a problem right now. A little bit crowded across downtown on I-25, but no major delays. Things are loosening up, looking pretty good through the bridges. No worries in and around the tech center. Decent drive on 225 heading across Aurora. Both those stretches look pretty good. I-25 up Parker and Parker to I-70. I-70 is wide open on both sides of town, even across that elevated portion. No worries on 6th Avenue across Lakewood or on 470 as you make your way across Highlands Ranch. And a pretty good drive on the turnpike now to and from Boulder. Weather forecast for today, what a difference a day makes. Lots of sunshine, warming up into the mid-60s. Clear skies tonight, low 34. Sunny in mid-70s both tomorrow and Sunday. Right now it's 41 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Where can you find the most complete local information? At your doorstep. Look for your Dex Denver Metro and Dex.
Feel energized and invigorated. Visit the Wellness Spa on 5th Avenue in Denver, your source for anti-aging, cellulite, inner cleansing, and disease prevention. Call today at 303-777-2555 to take advantage of their special limited-time offer of $10 off all services. Remove, restore, and rejuvenate at the Wellness Spa on 5th Avenue. Call 303-777-2555 or visit www.wellnessonfifth.com. Mention this ad and receive a special discount of $10 off any service.
In the city of brotherly love, plans were unveiled for a memorial to George Washington's presidential house. But those plans never mentioned a secret buried for 200 years. You have to walk over Washington's slave quarters. Discover the story behind the secret. Come see Curious Theater Company's world premiere of A House with No Walls by Thomas Gibbons. Performances Thursday through Sunday. Mention Air America and get two tickets for just $28. Call 303-623-0524. Remember, half-price tickets at 303-623-0524.
Sunday night, Lifetime's got new blood. Ex-cop.
What do you think caused these marks on his neck?
Ex-boyfriend.
I don't want to hear that you're back out there chasing vampires.
Ex-human.
You gave me your blood. Honor me now.
There's a love triangle.
This is going to take some getting used to.
Private Eye Vicki Nelson is living two lives. Which one will suck her in?
This is a world you know nothing about.
Sink your teeth into Blood Ties. Lifetime's new original series. Sunday night at 10, 9 central on Lifetime.
Breaking news from our special agent, Aaron Esurance.
Time-wasting auto insurance is trying to take over the world. People are wasting free time just to take care of their auto insurance.
Is everyone affected?
Not Esurance policyholders. They're doing fine. That's because Esurance makes auto insurance easy.
How will this battle end?
Time-wasting auto insurance seems to lose power whenever it hears about Esurance online auto insurance. Take that.
Make it your mission to save time and money on auto insurance. Get your quote from Esurance.com today.
Not available in all states.
Hi, I'm Mike Miller, owner of Basil Doc's Pizza. I want to tell you about absolutely, positively the best pizza, Basil Doc's Pizza. Established in 1996 here in Denver's Washington Park neighborhood, we've been winning awards ever since. At Basil Doc's, pizza making is an art we're passionate about. Basil Doc's uses all natural ingredients. Here's an incentive for you to experience Basil Doc's Pizza. Mention you heard this ad and you'll get a complimentary organic house salad with the side of our signature balsamic vinaigrette. Check us out at basildocspizza.com.
This blueprint is only for people who want to succeed in life, who want to become real estate gurus, who want to become millionaires and have fun doing it.
You're going to learn how to be successful. You're going to learn how to make money. And once you enjoy it, you're going to be successful.
This is your chance. Do you have what it takes? Call now for Donald Trump's complimentary tape at absolutely no charge. Call 1-800-300-8052. 1-800-300-8052. 1-800-300-8052. 952.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
I've got the money. I've got the time. We'll go honky-tonking and we'll have a time.
951. 51 minutes past the hour.
Oh, man. Lefty Brazil. My man.
Lefty.
Money, honey,
from Corsicana, Texas. Can you remember that Corsicana? I'm thinking about getting a tattoo of some ink of his face on my arm. He was the ultimate. All right, open phones underway here. Jay Marvin along with you. Mostly sunny, high today, 66. Let's go to Barbara in Longmont. Barbara, hi, you're on AM 760.
Shouldn't you get one of your wife before you get one of Lefty?
No, I don't think Mary would like that.
You don't think?
No. I think she'd probably like go, are you got to be kidding me? I think she'd probably like, you know, I couldn't sleep on the select comfort bed. I'd sleep on the couch. I don't think she'd like that.
Well, you know, if anyone that you could idolize, Lefty's just cool. My dad listened to him, and I didn't like him when I was younger, but he's growing on me now that I'm a little older,
boy.
And my tastes have refined.
Yeah, check him out. I mean, like Long Black Veil.
Oh, yeah.
And I Love You a Thousand Ways.
Yeah.
God, he was so great.
Yep, very talented. I was calling today about Guantanamo and the detainees there and the suspension of habeas corpus. And it seems to me that we who love and cherish our freedoms here need to protect those freedoms for everybody. Because as soon as you narrow in on one sort of person and say, well, it's okay to do it to them because of whatever reason, then it makes it easier to move that line a little further and say, well, these guys are suspicious, so we can do it to them. And then move it a little further. And pretty soon, none of us have those rights. So I was listening to that guy earlier, and I just thought, he's missing the point.
Well, he's still arguing with me in email.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Oh.
And that's my fault, because you know what? I'm going back and forth with him. And what I should do is I should go, look, you know, I should say to myself, stop it.
Right, right. But he's missing that point that when you make it okay to do it to one group of person, or a group of people, it makes it easier to do it to another group and another group and another group. It's like censorship. Just don't cross that line at all, and you don't have to worry about, you know, future rights being impinged. I mean, you protect everybody. You give everybody basic human rights, and we're all protected. It makes us safer because they know America is this great bastion of freedom, and we're not talking out of one, saying one thing out of one side of our mouth and saying something else out of the other, which right now it makes us look two-faced. We want to bring freedom to the world, but we're denying basic freedoms to, quote-unquote, enemy combatants. And quite frankly, you could be classed as an enemy combatant. I could be with all the emails I send my senators. I mean, it's ridiculous to make it okay for one group and not for everybody.
No, so. I think you're absolutely right. I don't know how these folks expect us, including this guy who keeps emailing me. I don't know how they expect us to go to the Iranians or to go to the Cubans or to go to anybody else,
right,
and say to them, okay, look, why are you doing this? Why are you doing this? Why are you doing this?
Mm-hmm.
And then we turn around and do exactly the same thing.
Right.
If you go look at a lot of third world countries, if you go look at their anger towards us, mm-hmm. a lot of their anger towards us is based on this hypocrisy and this double standard
exactly.
that we've been engaged in for years and years and years.
You know, if they really did hate our freedoms, why aren't they attacking Sweden, who has a freer press than we do, by the way?
Well, they don't.
You know, I mean, it's not.
You understand, though, that that's the administration's talking point
exactly.
about they're after us because of our freedoms. That's not why they're after us.
It's
they're
ridiculous.
After us because they don't want us to meddle in their internal affairs.
Exactly.
And when we have done it, we have consistently backed oppressive regimes.
mm-hmm.
that have caused them undue heartache and problems.
Exactly.
And death and torture. And then we walk away and pretend that it never happened.
Right. Or we did them this huge big favor by removing, you know, so-and-so and putting in somebody that, you know, it's just, it's ridiculous to assume and to even contemplate that they hate our freedoms. It's they hate what we do and our double standard and our hypocrisy. That's
exactly. I mean, for instance, Iraqis. Iraqis are not stupid. They know we gave Saddam Hussein money. They know we gave Saddam Hussein support.
Right.
They're not dumb.
We looked the other way when he gassed his own people.
Oh, yeah,
we gave him those supplies.
Yeah. Yeah, and then we turn around and go, oh, you know, Dick Cheney.
He gassed his own people.
Look what they did. Yeah, you were down there shaking this guy's hand and promoting the sale of arms to him.
Exactly. Rummy, that famous picture of Rumsfeld shaking Saddam's hand.
Yep.
Like they're old pals, man.
Yep. And
they are.
And I don't understand why it is that people like this guy who keeps emailing me, this Chuck guy, why he can't see any of this. I can't. You can't get to him. You just can't. You can't pry that open.
Some people have their heads so firmly buried in the sand that you can dig and dig and dig and dig, and sometimes you're just not going to reach them. It's unfortunate, but, you know, my mom is the same way. She does not want to open her eyes to what's going on. Her husband's a Vietnam vet, and his insurance is getting cut, and they keep telling me about how they're all short of money and stuff. And I said, who do you think is doing this? Who is cutting veterans' benefits?
That's right.
Your man, Georgie, because they always used to say, your man, Billy, your man, Billy. He's like, your man, Georgie, is screwing you, and you still support him. I don't understand that.
I don't get it either. Barbara,
no, I
hope you have a wonderful weekend.
Thanks, you too, Jay.
Thanks.
All right.
All right, next week, we're going to have somebody here to talk about Gitmo, Richard Wolff from Newsweek, Jimmy Carter will be here, and there's an anti-war rally tomorrow at noon at the Halliburton office downtown. I'll see you in the St. Patrick's Day parade. Have yourselves a great weekend. Thank you so much. We've blown this sucker up. We tried to make it work. Now we're going to collapse it and put it away.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So you're looking for a used car, but it all seems so confusing.
Why not make it easy?
Go to CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all make and all models, right on your screen. And right here in Denver, all with special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we've got what you're looking for and at a great price. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Hi, I'm Mike Miller, owner of Basil Doc's Pizza. I want to tell you about absolutely, positively the best pizza, Basil Doc's Pizza. Established in 1990.